free speech to free minds. It's the David Knight Show.
Welcome on this Wednesday, March the 13th, 2019. I'm David Knight, your host. Going to have some interesting updates on some stories we've covered in the last couple of weeks. We've got the sentencing for George Pell. I think I'm going to compare that to some other crimes that we have seen. I think he got off astonishingly light sentence. It's kind of interesting that he would not have even gone to jail if they hadn't changed the statute of limitations in Australia. Of course, that's the thing that typically protects pedophiles. We have an unusual number of them in high authority, and that's one of the reasons that we have that kind of statute of limitations. Again, I'll point out, this is not a monopoly of the Catholic Church. There's a scandal that's brewing right now in the Southern Baptist Conference. It's not a something that is strictly in religious circles. It's been in political circles as well. We've had Dennis Hastert, who was groomed not only to become a congressman, but they also put him in as Speaker of the House for the Republicans. So we got Democrats, we got Republicans, we got politicians, we got church leaders. And so this is a lot of people at the top. They always seem to get a pass. So we're going to talk about that. We're going to have an update on the banning of Facebook, as well as other things that Facebook is, no, sorry, not the banning of Facebook, banning of Zero Hedge by Facebook. Facebook is also talking about Zuckerberg specifically, went to Harvard and even kind of freaked out the people at Harvard and Wired magazine, who typically are big cheerleaders for technology, about his future plans. I'll tell you what his future plans are. And the question is, even though we know that they are stealing our freedoms, even though that we know that they are abusing situation that they have as the town square, do you really trust Elizabeth Warren to fix this with an antitrust movement? I don't know that I trust these people. There was an amazing clip last night from Tucker Carlson. He took these people on again. He talked about how there's missing people. They just disappear. You're not going to find them on the back of milk cartons either. These are people that are deliberately disappeared. Not kids, not the homeless people, but people who are political commentators. Like yours truly. Like Alex Jones, like InfoWars. And as he said, he was quick to defend us when that happened. He said, well, you know, if we don't stop this, it's going to move to everybody. Now it's moved to him. It's moved to Fox News. And he talks about who is behind this. He names names. He goes right after the Southern Poverty Law Center, CNN, and Media Matters. And he talks about how Media Matters has violated, criminally violated, tax laws. That is something that has also come up with these parents who bribe their kids' way into college. We're going to talk a little bit about that. I think we should file that under admitted failures. These are people who have had all kinds of things moved out of their way. And I think what it does is it exposes not only the bankruptcy of this idea that everybody needs to get a college degree, but also it exposes how it's not a meritocracy. It doesn't really mean anything, right? You can buy your way in. You can game the system. You can get in based on what group you're a part of. They make special exceptions, of course, all over the place for anybody who are athletes. That's the big key in there. I don't have a problem with athletes going to college. I don't have a problem with them playing ball and going on to a career where they play ball. Give them a degree in football. You don't have to pretend that they're getting some kind of other degree when they're not qualified for it. But these are people who are going and they're not athletes. They're just gaming this corrupt system. Another example of why it is absolutely meaningless. And we'll talk about the trend that is happening K through 12. I would call it the Lake Wobegon trend. There's a bill that's been introduced in North Carolina to adjust everybody's grade. Because, you know, everybody is above average, right? We'll be right back. Stay with us.
Well, I've got some really good news for all the viewers and all the listeners. This was going to be a big loss because we couldn't get the Deep Earth crystals anymore. It's been a year and a half fight, but we have the original producer, the original crystal source, the best atomic iodide in the world. X2 is back. We got it. This deal just happened about a month ago. We rushed it into production. It's been bottled. The labels are being put on today. And then it's going to be on an 18-wheeler. Right here to Austin from the plant in the Rockies, and it's going to be shipped out to you. Be sure and sign up for AutoShip. Then an additional 10% off, the 25% off celebration of the fact that we got it back and we're relaunching it. Research the iodine conspiracy. Find out why it's so important. Find out why the globalists don't want you to have the good halogens, you have the bad halogens at InfoWarsStore.com. That's the umbrella site. InfoWarsLife.com takes you right to the supplements. And this is the King Daddy. Ladies and gentlemen, it is X2 Original, now back at InfoWarsStore.com.
In a world of deceit, telling the truth is a revolutionary act. And now, the David Knight Show.
Welcome on this Wednesday, March the 13th, 2019. I'm David Knight, your host. Today we're going to talk about the unfolding scandal about the rich and privileged, the most privileged people on the planet. A lot of Hollywood people, a lot of corporate executives, rich and powerful, bribing their kids' ways into college, lying on admission tests. But we're going to take a look a little bit deeper into that. And look at the tactics that they're using to get in, because what it shows is the dark underbelly of this system that is, everybody seems to think that they need to participate in this system. I don't. Quite frankly, I would pay money to keep my kids out of this system because they turn into socialists by degrees. It's a gradual process. And when you get out, you get a Bachelor of Socialism is basically what most people get. With a BS degree. So we'll talk about how this is shows what a fraudulent system it is and how people are getting themselves and their children into debt and a debt that they cannot dismiss with bankruptcy. And so this is one of the reasons why the Democrats and many of them, as Roll Call has just reported, many people in Congress have massive amounts of student debt that they either owe for their kids, that they've assumed for their kids. And so they would like to see that go away. They would like to just erase all of that. You know, it'd be a nice political handout that they could give to the voters as well. And when we talk about handouts, we're going to talk about reparations. We've got Castro and Sanders talking about reparations. Not that Castro. No, the Castro that's down here from San Antonio. The guy who was, I think it's the guy that was the HUD secretary. There's a couple of twins. And, one's a congressman, the other is, was a former HUD secretary. I think it's a former HUD secretary that's running. I don't know, Julian Castro. Nevertheless, I mean, the bottom line is these guys are, children of one of the founders of La Raza, the race. And they are as racist as you can get. As demagogue, racist as you can get. Because as they talk about reparations, of course, there is no definition of exactly how this is going to work. So we're going to take that apart. We're going to let you hear what they have to say. None of them will tell you exactly what they want to do. Oh, we're going to have a discussion, says Elizabeth Warren. She just wants to demagogue on this issue. Before we get to those stories, I want to catch up on some stories, some developments that we've had. Stories we've been following, we've been looking at Cardinal George Pell, the guy who was the number three at the Vatican. He was in charge of the money. That's right. If you're in charge of the money, you get an indulgence to do all kinds of things. We saw that here in the United States with the highest ranking cardinal. Of course, in the United States, we have a statute of limitations. They repealed that in Australia. That allowed them to go back and try Cardinal Pell. He's now 77. These are crimes that he committed 22 years ago. As a judge sentenced him, he said that Cardinal Pell, quote, showed no remorse for breathtakingly arrogant crimes that he committed against children. And so he has been sentenced to 6 years in jail for molesting two 13-year-old choir boys. Now, that is probably just the tip of the iceberg. The issue of statute of limitations, as many people who have been victimized by this point out, regardless of whether it's done by a prelate or a politician or some other person in power or teacher, you name it, the real issue is that children have a very difficult time coming to terms with this. And it takes them a long time to come to terms with it. That's why they create such a short statute of limitations. Typically, once the child tells somebody about it, the statute of limitations is over. So even if you were to take away the statute of limitations, as we saw with George Pell, the people in one case, there were two other individuals, that was a second trial that was going to be coming up, two other individuals, and they both died. And so it's very difficult, even if the people survive and talk about this, it's very difficult to prove a case, even, that is decades old. So it doesn't, it's something that is a crime that they typically get away with, especially when you have institutional corruption. That is the real story behind all of this. And it's not just institutional corruption in the Catholic Church. It's institutional corruption in our governments that cover up for them with statute of limitations. But just compare what happened to him. He got 6 years for molesting two boys 22 years ago. But take a look at what happened in Denmark, where there was a video taken. You had some sick Islamicists who beheaded a couple of women who were backpacking through Morocco. We've talked about this story before. A couple of single women, and they were beheaded. A video was taken, and it was put up on social media. Now, in Denmark, they have now sentenced 14 people to up to 3 years in prison each. Now, six of these 14 people were minors. So they put this video up. It's like a, remember years and years ago, Faces of Death or whatever. There's some people have a morbid fantasy of looking at some kind of a snuff film. It's very disgusting. It's very sick. But the ulterior motive of the Danish government is to make sure that you don't see this global jihad that's going on, as Robert Spencer points out in Jihad Watch. It appears that they were killed with a kitchen knife. And, of course, as we pointed out, you still have the independent news site in the UK promoting backpack trips to Morocco for single women for International Women's Day. And I pointed out how they're also telling people to go to Iraq and, you know, travel around Iraq for women, single women. It's going to be great, you know, just go there and find out what the culture is like. Well, you might want to take a look at these videos here. But I think it's amazing that they go to this, they treat this, putting up this video, is treated as seriously as this cardinal molesting young boys. Isn't that interesting how they equate those? 3 years for each. And this is really just to cover up another crime. And that is the murder, the Islamic murder that's going on with this. So another update to a story that we had yesterday. Facebook has now reversed the ban of Zero Hedge. They said they made a mistake. Mistakes are made. Well, I'm glad that they got put back on Facebook. They have not reversed bans for Alex Jones and others on Facebook. As Facebook, as Zero Hedge points out, they said it's been a strange 24 hours. On Monday, we learned for the first time that the previous 2 days, Facebook had banned all Zero Hedge content across various mediums as it went against Facebook's quote-unquote community standards, which, to the best of our knowledge, neither we nor anyone else has any idea what they are. Kind of like what they did to this show on YouTube. Just cutting it right in the middle. We've had a complaint and your channel has been terminated. First time I'd had a complaint, but they didn't define what that complaint was. I never got a response from them. I got, an email sent to, by them 8,000 times. They would not respond to questions that I had, even when I contacted them directly through social media. But they said it was even stranger because Zero Hedge never had a Facebook account. And they didn't approach them or anybody else with a warning. They didn't define anything. They didn't warn anybody. They said, we were humbled and delighted not only with the media coverage it received, but far more so with the outpouring of support we received from readers across social media, where Zero Hedge had not yet been banned, like on Twitter. And they talk about people across the political spectrum coming in and say, here's one from Eric Weinstein. I thought it was good. Get ready for the new improved 2020 U.S. elections. This time, you'll be able to share more trusted news from authoritative sources, that would be the authorities, without having your user experience degraded by spam, conspiracy theories, or harmful thoughts. And if you want different opinions, you'll have to go elsewhere other than social media for the most part. We'll be right back. Stay with us.
I've got some really good news, though. X2's back. The original X2. Deep Earth Crystal. Pure atomic iodine. What you want. InfoWarsStore.com. It'll be here in a week. Manufactured in the U.S. InfoWarsStore.com. With the best iodine in the world, X2, it's available. I thought X3 is great. We still got another Deep Earth Crystal source, but I thought add the other two types of iodine. The scientists said do that. It sold a lot, but people want original X2. What? I was resigned to the fact we didn't have X2, but it came through about a month ago. We now have X2 again at InfoWarsStore.com, so hallelujah. It's been sold out for about almost 3 months, but we have now had the same company, the original X2, develop it again, and we were able to do the exact same formula. If you want to pre-order X2, the ultimate iodine out there, learn about the iodine conspiracy, learn about IQs dropping when you don't have it, learn about how the other iodines are bound. Get yours today at InfoWarsStore.com or InfoWarsLife.com.
This bar, at its regular price, is a little over $3. When we have it discounted, it's at about $2.50 a piece. Comparable bars are between $5 and $7 a piece at Whole Foods. This is high-end. When you get one box, you get them at basically $3. You get them for $2.50 or so when you get it at the current launch discount. This took over a year to get the top manufacturer and developer in the country to get it all ready and to have the manufacturing line prepared and to make this. It's available exclusively at InfoWarsLife.com. And it's simple. You get the highest quality protein bars in two different flavors, and you fund the war against the globalists and the attempt that we're engaged in to take the country back. It's simple. Go shop with the good guys at InfoWarsStore.com and break the back of the globalist and get high-quality super discounts. Or keep shopping with Jeff Bezos and Amazon and keep going to Whole Foods that are actually funding the Washington Post and the globalist attempt to destroy this country. It's that simple. InfoWarsLife.com.
One of the most incredible cups of coffee can be found in the high mountains of southern Mexico, where the Chiapas farmers have spent years perfecting their techniques. Based off hundreds of years of traditional techniques and perfect conditions, we've sourced only the best to provide you with our Immune Support and Wake Up America Patriot Blend Coffee. Ancient Mayan knowledge is paired with the natural fertility of the land to generate the world's finest coffee bean. Carefully harvested and free of toxic chemicals used in big agricultural productions, Patriot Blend Coffees have a smooth, bold flavor with great depth to give you just what you need in the morning. You can even choose to start your morning healthier with the Immune Support Blend, infused with a powerful blend to support your immune response and stamina. It's time to take care of your morning routine. Get a bag of Patriot Blend coffee to support the show while enhancing your morning routine at InfoWarsStore.com.
It's time to show them what a real alpha male looks like with one of our most powerful products ever made, Alpha Power, at 50% off. As you age, your body can lose testosterone over time. With the incredible ingredients in this formula, we can help you beat the test of time and assist in restoring that lost energy and mood that comes with time and age. Alpha Power's incredible ingredients can help you boost your sports performance or enhance your day-to-day life with ease while encouraging hormonal balance. Perfect by itself or with Super Male Vitality in the true Alpha Male Pack. Alpha Power can help boost performance, help maintain normal testosterone levels, support healthy cholesterol, and more. Let Alpha Power help bring you to the peak of your optimal health. Don't fall short on energy in the fight against tyranny. Show the world what a true alpha male looks like today with Alpha Power at 50% off, only at the InfoWars store.
You're listening to The David Knight Show.
Solution to the theft of free speech, the destruction of our God-given rights that are supposed to be protected by the government. That was the fundamental idea behind America. First of all, liberty. And we have certain rights that are given to us that we have by nature of us being human beings. We get them from our Creator. We have them as natural rights because we're human beings. And we create government to protect those rights. And when the government starts to destroy those rights, then we have the right and the duty to alter or abolish that government. That was the basic idea. It's also reflected in the Bill of Rights, where we have prohibitions from the government infringing on those rights or taking those rights. They're not saying you've got to give us something. And we have a very important Supreme Court case that came out of, not a Supreme Court case, it's actually the Sixth Circuit case, about abortion. And the idea, it was in Ohio, we'll talk about that later, but the idea that Planned Parenthood said, you can't stop giving us subsidies, we're providing women's health. And it's like, well, you can provide women's health, but you can't also do abortions. If you do abortions, you're not going to get the government money. And they said, no, you have to do that. And the judge said, no, you can do whatever you want to, even if it is something that is constitutionally protected, like speech in the public square. We don't have to provide you with a box and a microphone to have that speech. And we're not going to pay for you, you know, if you exercise your abortion, and it's not a constitutional right. They said there is no way that you can compel somebody to pay for that. And so that's the difference between positive and negative rights. You see, you have a right to free speech in the town square, but they don't have to pay for you to have that free speech in the public square. The government doesn't have to pay for that. The Democrats are always pushing forward positive rights, saying, oh, you've got a right to health care, pay for it. You got a right to housing, pay for it. You got a right to a job or income or a college education, we're going to pay for that. No, those are positive rights. And they have no right to do that under the Constitution. There is no authority for them to pay for any of those things. For the welfare state, for free education, for Medicare for all, there is no authority for any of that. And yet we see a lot of Republicans out there saying, hey, well, let's, we can do something with this program or that program. I'm glad to see that President Trump is going to, as proposed, cutting the budget of the Department of Education by 10%. It needs to be cut by 100%. There is no authority for Department of Education. No authority. Why should we send our money to Washington so that they can define a centralized curriculum for everybody? That's really why we have a Department of Education. Let's get rid of that. We've got a lot of unconstitutional actions that are being taken in Congress. And so now when we talk about free speech, the real remedy is to understand that it is the town square. We've had many people... executives with Twitter, you had Jack Dorsey has said at least 8 times in public, their business model is the town square. You had Mark Zuckerberg say that again, essentially saying, we're going to give you this, our new idea, our new thrust is going to be towards privacy. We're going to have the digital equivalent of the living room instead of the digital equivalent of a town square. So what he's saying is their model has been the town square. Okay, so Facebook is saying their model has been the town square. They said, we're going to focus a little bit more now on the living room, but we've been the town square. We all know that. We all know that it is a town square. They're just admitting the obvious. But as I had an excellent discussion last Thursday with Robert Barnes, he's very well versed with the 1946 Supreme Court case. You'll find that on our website on Infowars.com. How the company town is now the model of the internet. Because these people come in and say, well, you know, we own the internet. We own Facebook. We own Twitter. Never mind how they got into that position. That's another very interesting part of the story. How our government controllers helped to set them up in that. But regardless of how they got into that position, they own the internet now. And they can do with it whatever they wish. If they want to ban political speech that they don't like, they can do it. No problem. And you got a lot of conservatives and libertarians foolishly saying, yeah, that's right, they can. No. Our free speech is our property every bit as much as your car or your home. And if a big corporation wants that, they're not entitled to it. We have the government to keep that from happening, to protect our rights, to protect our property from theft. And your rights and your property and your free speech should be protected from being stolen by Facebook. But the other alternative to this, and that was the Supreme Court decision that we talked about, Robert Barnes and I, 1946, a company town, a coal mining town. That was very common for about 100 years that they would come in. They would own towns, and they said, well, we own this town, and we don't want you handing out religious tracts in the town square. And the lady fought them all the way to the Supreme Court. The Supreme Court said, yeah, you own the town square privately, no doubt about it, but you cannot take free speech away in the town square. That's really what we should focus on. And Robert Barnes has used that in a past court case with these people, and they quickly settled with him to keep that from setting up a precedent. But there already is a precedent, 1946. I don't understand why people aren't talking about that. But I understand why Elizabeth Warren is not talking about it. She loves to demagogue on these issues, just like reparations. She's out there making it a center point of her campaign to talk about antitrust. The question is, do you trust her to do anything to break up these corporations? Do you really think that's going to make any difference? Did it make any difference when all the trust busters, that's what they used to call the, they used to call monopolies trusts. And David Rockefeller and Standard Oil had a monopoly in the oil business. They said, we're going to break that up. Well, it wasn't very effective, was it? He just created interlocking directories. And these people are already interlocking in a number of ways. You've got social media interlocking with mainstream media, interlocking with the Democrat Party. And do you really think that you're going to be able to break this up? No. When you have government control of this, and you know that Elizabeth Warren isn't just going to try to compartmentalize this, that won't be very effective. But she'll set up some rules for people, and guess what? Those rules will keep out competition, not bring it in. She claims she's going to bring in competition. She's out there virtue signaling about that, just like she is about reparations. Look at the hypocrisy of Elizabeth Warren, pointed out by Politico. She was taking money from these big tech companies and the biggest players there, people like Sheryl Sandberg, Facebook's chief operating officer. She's not the CEO. That's Zuckerberg. She's a COO. $2,700 contribution from Sheryl Sandberg. And she's not the only one. Warren took at least $90,000 from employees of Amazon, Google, Facebook alone between 2011 and 2018. She's carrying over millions of dollars from her Senate campaign to her 2020 presidential run. And as Politico points out, while the donations flowed to her committee, she was accusing Google, Amazon, Apple of using their powerful platforms to lock out smaller and newer guys and criticizing those who are making money off of federal lobbying while she's doing that as well. Yeah, she's got a little protection racket. Maybe they didn't pay up enough. Maybe they need bigger contributions to her.
When it comes to rebuilding your energy, convenience is key. While coffee, candy, and other sugary products can give you a short boost, the crash can leave you more tired than ever. Turbo Force from InfoWars Life is a powerful mix-in energy packet that utilizes vitamins, amino acids, and extracts used for hundreds of years to provide you focus, clarity, and a boost of energy on the go. Simply take a packet, mix it into the indicated amount of water, and enjoy. With 14 servings per box for a 2-week or more supply, this is the formula to stock up on whenever you need a boost. Perfect for work, in the car, or at home. Turbo Force is the ultimate answer to a sluggish day. Don't let your day slow you down. Perk up with Turbo Force at InfoWarsStore.com.
Well, I've I've got some really good news for all the viewers and all the listeners. This was going to be a big loss because we couldn't get the Deep Earth crystals anymore. It's been a year and a half fight, but we have the original producer, the original crystal source, the best atomic iodide in the world. X2 is back. We got it. This deal just happened about a month ago. We rushed it into production. It's been bottled. The labels are being put on today. And then it's going to be on an 18-wheeler. Right here to Austin from the plant in the Rockies, and it's going to be shipped out to you. Be sure and sign up for AutoShip. Get an additional 10% off, the 25% off celebration of the fact that we got it back and we're relaunching it. Research the iodine conspiracy. Find out why it's so important. Find out why the globalists don't want you to have the good halogens and you have the bad halogens at InfoWarsStore.com. That's the umbrella site. InfoWarsLife.com takes you right to the supplements. And this is the King Daddy. Ladies and gentlemen, it is X2 Original, now back at InfoWarsStore.com.
It's time to show them what a real alpha male looks like with one of our most powerful products ever made, Alpha Power, at 50% off. As you age, your body can lose testosterone over time. With the incredible ingredients in this formula, we can help you beat the test of time and assist in restoring that lost energy and mood that comes with time and age. Alpha Power's incredible ingredients can help you boost your sports performance or enhance your day-to-day life with ease while encouraging hormonal balance. Perfect by itself or with Super Male Vitality in the true Alpha Male Pack. Alpha Power can help boost performance, help maintain normal testosterone levels, support healthy cholesterol, and more. Let Alpha Power help bring you to the peak of your optimal health. Don't fall short on energy in the fight against tyranny. Show the world what a true alpha male looks like today with Alpha Power at 50% off, only at the InfoWars store.
InfoWarsStore.com is how you support us, and it's not like we're selling stuff you don't need, you don't want. The air in the average American home is filled with toxins that put it on par with a major city. There's some of the most polluted areas on earth are major cities. How can I solve that problem? So we have air filters at InfoWarsStore.com, the Alexa Pure Breeze, which is right now $50 off. The Alexa Pure Breeze groundbreaking ion cluster air filter technology. And we've got a limited quantity of these left right now. We're basically selling these at cost because there was a big overhaul. Go ahead and read the hundreds of five-star reviews for yourself. I've got two in my home. You will notice the difference, ladies and gentlemen, with the Alexa Pure Breeze in your house. Don't live in a polluted major city in your home. Have clean air. Go to InfoWarsStore.com.
You're listening to The David Knight Show. Reverse engineering the high-tech takeover plan. This is The David Knight Show.
Try to make some sense of it all, but I can see it makes no sense.
All right, as Elizabeth Warren is making this the centerpiece of her campaign, do you really trust her to move forward with antitrust? I don't trust Elizabeth Warren on anything. I don't trust her DNA. I don't trust anything that she comes up with. And it looks like she's running a protection racket. You know, the government is the one that is demanding censorship. Remember when the EU said, we're going to identify people we think are hateful? They're real big on that in the UK, especially. If we don't like their speech and what they have to say about things, then we're going to give you only a certain amount of time to delete that content. That should have been a clue as to where the censorship is coming from. We got other clues when they took down InfoWars. We got even more clues when they came after 800 different organizations to ban them on social media. Not all of them Trump supporters, but all of them were people who pushed back against the official story, opposing the drug war, opposing the surveillance state, opposing unlimited foreign wars. See, it's the government's policies that you're not allowed to criticize. You're not allowed to challenge the official government narrative on anything, especially if it is an event that they want to curate and manipulate to push legislation or to completely restructure our society, like the Patriot Act after 9/11. Don't ever question these events They will tell you everything that you are to think about those events. And if you say anything else, you are demonized as a conspiracy theorist, as fake news, as hate speech, and then they deplatform you. Even though the right way to deal with this, folks, and we do need to deal with it because our free speech is being stolen. And these people are using this to manipulate the election. Now, you could come after them for violation of the election law. That'd be one way to do it. I think the preferred way to do this, however, is to not come up with rules for what is allowed and not allowed, but to say, again, that this is free speech. You have said that your business model is the town square, and you're not going to take these people down. This is not the case. This is not at all like the case of the Colorado baker, where you had people coming in saying, I want you to bake me a cake celebrating my gay marriage, specially decorated, so forth. Yeah, he had a place of business, and he wasn't refusing service to anybody. He said, I'll sell you anything off the shelf that you want, but I'm not going to custom make something for you that violates my religious freedom. We have a clash of rights. The Supreme Court sided with him. As soon as he went back to Colorado, the same local human rights committee, quote-unquote human rights committee, came after him again because a transgender came into his bakery and said, I want a traniversary cake. And he said, well, I'm not going to do that either. All right, well, I'll take you to the same human rights committee. They've now backed down on that. But he just won at the Supreme Court. Now, his business model is not the town square, but you will hear all the people on the left say who are defending Facebook and Twitter and other organizations that are censoring speech. They'll say, oh, well, you know, what about this? They applaud that. They applaud the censorship of Twitter and Facebook, but then they're very upset. They call it censorship when a bakery, a single bakery, and there's many bakeries just in that one town. He doesn't have a monopoly. He doesn't own the towns. This is not a town square model, and he doesn't have a monopoly on that. These people do have a monopoly, and they are the town square. It's a very different situation. And it is a difference in compelling conduct versus saying you cannot stop people from doing something that they have a constitutional right to do in the public square. That's what we're talking about here. That's the difference. So I'm very wary of Elizabeth Warren. I'm very wary of all these people out there who are pushing the antitrust stuff. First of all, I've never seen it work. Never seen antitrust stuff work. And the people who are pushing it, like Elizabeth Warren, criticizing big tech as she's making money from them. But now this is metastasizing, and they're coming after Fox News. And so we have News Corp, which is Rupert Murdoch's News Corp. He also owns Fox News. In Australia, they have complained to Australian regulators there, saying that Google, quote, enjoys overwhelming market power in both online search and ad tech services. They also accuse Google of abusing its dominant position to the detriment of consumers, advertisers, and publishers. Yeah, we told you when this happened to InfoWars. I said, well, they're coming after InfoWars now, and we're the first ones. But they're going to come after everybody, and they're not going to stop. They're going to come after anybody that they don't like politically. And now they're coming after Fox News and Tucker Carlson specifically. And so yesterday we played a clip from Tucker Carlson where he took them on. He said, I'm not going to be cowed down to this. I'm not going to pretend that you have the moral high ground. We understand what's going on with this. This is just the raw exercise of political power in a very authoritarian way, and I'm not going to bow to that. And he didn't. Last night, he came out swinging again. Let's play one of the clips of from his opening monologue. He talked about disappearing people, you know, like InfoWars. And he was there when this happened, and he said, they are going to be coming for us here at Fox News, and now they are. Now that day has arrived, and it's not even a year later. They're moving pretty quickly, aren't they? Here's what he had to say about disappearing people.
Ever notice how certain people have started to disappear? Not vagrants or runaways, the usual missing persons, but fairly prominent, well-educated people with dissenting political opinions. One day you're watching them or reading them online. The next time you check, they're gone. You can't find their videos. They're not showing up in your Facebook feed. Suddenly you can't buy their books on Amazon. You Google them to find out what happened and discover they've been banned. They're being called dangerous extremists, bigots, and Nazis. For the public good, they've been shut down, disappeared. You're a little surprised to hear this. They didn't seem evil to you or radical. They were just free thinkers saying something a little different from the party line on CNN. You don't complain about any of this, though. You don't want anyone to know that you were watching forbidden videos. There's a penalty for that. This is what an authoritarian society looks like. It's a place where the group in charge will tolerate no criticism at all. That's what we're becoming. It was only a matter of time before they came for Fox News.
That's right. Dissent is not going to be allowed by the Democrat Party, not by the military-industrial complex. If you don't agree with the official narrative, you are, again, labeled a conspiracy theorist, fake news, and also hateful, racist. And as Tucker just said, you know, how dare you? You're not going to defend somebody like that to people that you know. You don't even want them to know that you watch my program or Alex Jones's program. Oh, you know, InfoWars is now bad, right? Can't talk about that. Can't defend those people. They've been identified. You don't want to be identified as a racist yourself, right? Or somebody who's hateful. He went on to go specifically after the tactics and the organizations that are behind this, calling out Southern Poverty Law Center, Media Matters, and, of course, CNN, who is not a news organization. They are now out there to censor the news. He goes after Brian Stelter. I wish he had gone after Oliver Darcy. We've gone after Oliver Darcy. But, you know, if you go after Oliver Darcy, he just sits there with this wounded look in his eyes, and you are shut down for bullying. That's the other thing, you know, hate and bullying. But it's okay for them to hate you, hate your content, bully you, and say negative things about you. You know, we're not going to debate that, however, right? You are not going to be able to answer those charges. They will have a monopoly on speech. Here's what Tucker Carlson had to say about Media Matters and Southern Poverty Law Center.
This is a handy way to crush your political enemies. By definition, hate groups don't have legitimate ideas or positions. They only spew hate. So you don't have to listen to them or debate their claims. You can ignore everything they say. Your only duty is to suppress them. And that's the beauty of the SPLC. Once they call the people you disagree with a hate group, you can move immediately to shut them up by force. And that's what they do. That's where Media Matters comes in. Media Matters is a George Soros.
All right, let's hold that right now. We got to take a break, and we'll come back, and we'll tell you where Media Matters comes in. But, of course, you know, if you get labeled a hate group, who has the Southern Poverty Law Center labeled as hate group? That'd be anybody like the Family Research Council that believes in something like their traditional definition of marriage. One man, one woman. Oh, that's hateful. And based on their hate labeling, remember you had that one guy got a gun and was going to shoot people at the Family Research Council. And you've also had people identified as being hateful, GOP congressmen and senators. The other guy actually did get away with shooting some of them. We'll be right back. Stay with us.
Living in Volcano may sound more dramatic than it really is. The real drama can be found here in Leilani Estates. But a lot of us on the Big Island rely on rainwater, and we need to be concerned about ash and acid rain.
Volcanic ash may contain heavy metal particles, and acid rain could lower the pH of the water to unhealthy levels. To find out, we employed a series of tests for heavy metals, alkalinity, and pH. What we learned was that there was, in fact, unhealthy levels of heavy metals and acidity in the rainwater. Next, we tested the water from our Alexa Pure gravity filter. And not only were the heavy metal levels within safe measure, but the pH was also restored to optimal levels. As it turns out, the filter on the Alexa Pure raises the pH of the water. So what we've learned is that volcanic ash and acid rain can contaminate a rainwater supply. But more importantly, a good water filtration system will purify it.
As the years go by, it gets harder and harder to keep up with your body's nutritional needs. With changes in diet, unnatural ingredients, and stress, you may not be able to get all the necessary nutrients, amino acids, vitamins, and minerals needed daily. That's why InfoWars Life created the powerful Vitamin Mineral Fusion Formula. The new platinum standard of advanced multivitamin formulation, Vitamin Mineral Fusion uses a unique delivery system to maximize the effects and give your body the tools it needs to support your body. Using a proprietary process, we've managed to make this powerhouse formula into a delicious, concentrated drink mix that's loaded with high-quality ingredients. Perfect for a hot summer day or relaxing at home, Vitamin Mineral Fusion is loaded with 34 different essential vitamins, minerals, amino acids, and more. Start supporting your body's needs in a great-tasting, natural, and affordable drink mix with Vitamin Mineral Fusion today. Available at InfoWarsStore.com.
I've got some really good news, though. X2's back. The original X2. Deep Earth Crystal. Pure atomic iodine. What you want. InfoWarsStore.com. It'll be here in a week. Manufactured in the U.S. InfoWarsStore.com. With the best iodine in the world, X2, it's available. I thought X3 is great. We still got another Deep Earth Crystal source, but I thought add the other two types of iodine. The scientists said do that. It sold a lot, but people want original X2. What? I was resigned to the fact we didn't have X2, but it came through about a month ago. We now have X2 again at InfoWarsStore.com, so hallelujah. It's been sold out for about almost 3 months, but we have now had the same company, the original X2, develop it again, and we were able to do the exact same formula. If you want to pre-order X2, the ultimate iodine out there, learn about the iodine conspiracy, learn about IQs dropping when you don't have it, learn about how the other iodines are bound. Get yours today at InfoWarsStore.com or InfoWarsLife.com.
You deserve a deep, restful sleep with Knockout by InfoWars Life. Our organic formula is made from high-quality natural ingredients such as valerian root extract, L-tryptophan, lemon balm leaf extract, and melatonin. Knockout packs a powerful punch to get you through the night and achieve proper sleep. Millions of people around the world experience daytime drowsiness, but with the rapid speed of life, we need to be able to keep up the pace. Our natural mixture harnesses the power of 10 known ingredients to let your body relax and get the sleep you need. Wake up refreshed and take on the day. InfoWars Life wants to bring you a sleep support formula that goes above and beyond other leading brands at an affordable price. Get the sleep you deserve and experience the power of Knockout. Head on over to InfoWarsLife.com and say goodbye to fatigue. That's InfoWarsLife.com.
You're listening to The David Knight Show.
And that's the beauty of the SPLC. Once they call the people you disagree with a hate group, you can move immediately to shut them up by force. And that's what they do. That's where Media Matters comes in. Media Matters is a George Soros-funded lobbying organization whose sole mission is to punish critics of the Democratic Party. Media Matters often uses propaganda from the Southern Poverty Law Center to bully corporations, news executives, and tech companies into punishing people it doesn't like. Not surprisingly, the media love Media Matters. One former employee described the group's relationship with MSNBC this way, quote, "We were pretty much writing their prime time." When Media Matters issued a press release, MSNBC picked it up, quote, verbatim. Media Matters staffers once explained that the organization's close relationships with journalists in the National Press Corps were vast. Here are some quotes. Quote, "Greg Sargent of the Washington Post will write anything you give him. Ben Smith, now at BuzzFeed, will take stories and write what you want him to write. The people at Huffington Post were always eager to cooperate. Jim Rainey at the LA Times took a lot of our stuff. Brian Stelter at the New York Times was helpful." Well, Brian Stelter has since left the New York Times. He's now the house eunuch at CNN, announcing proclamations from his tiny king, Jeff Zucker.
He's the house eunuch. He called him a eunuch several times. And I thought that was so funny. I tweeted it out yesterday. I said, it reminds me of that scene from A Funny Thing Happened on the Way to the Forum. Pseudolus the slave, he's trying to get away from his master. And they've got these girls in the harem. And the eunuchs, who are, of course, put in charge of the girls in the harem, and as they're getting up out of the pool, he's fanning them. And this guy comes over. "I've told you a million times, don't fan the girls. You'll be a eunuch all your life." Well, I guess Brian Stelter will be a eunuch all his life. He is never going to get advanced past the level of eunuch, certainly not after the takedown by Tucker Carlson. I think everybody's going to be calling him a eunuch. Actually, he looks like George Costanza to me, but yeah, eunuch might also apply. He doesn't really have much to say, and that's the key thing, is, as Tucker is pointing out, these quotes from various people in Media Matters bragging about all these different journalists. They can just feed them this information, and they put it out verbatim. You know, I've been on the other side of this. I used to do press releases for the Libertarian Party for a while, and it was kind of interesting. If they liked what you had to say, they would just take it verbatim, and they would never call us to verify any assertions that we made or to find out our sources or facts. You know, we would say certain things, we would expect them to call us and challenge us or ask us for further comment. They would just take the press release and reprint it or completely ignore it, and that's what these people are doing. So part of that is laziness. There's a great deal of bias that is involved in that. There's not really much investigation or analysis in any of that. They're not going out and doing any reporting. They're not actually calling somebody up and talking to them. They're not analyzing what's being said. They just regurgitate whatever they already believe or whatever suits their masters. And, of course, that's been a big part of journalism by design. The government set up its Operation Mockingbird, the CIA, with its operatives in the media, setting them in high positions, making sure they would put the government media out there, making sure that they would shut down anybody that challenged that media, that narrative. We had the situation, as I've talked about many times, Gary Webb, as he exposed the government creating a crack cocaine epidemic so they could fund their dirty Iran-Contra war. That was another part of the Iran-Contra scandal that they didn't talk about. It should have been called the Iran-Crack-Contra scandal. When he talked about that, that was even more inflammatory than the idea that we would fund the secret war by selling weapons to our sworn enemy, the Iranians, that we would fund a crack cocaine epidemic, that we would create that. That was really going to be explosive. And when he put that out there and documented it very well, he won an award. The government got that award taken away from him. It came out that they had the LA Times set up an entire crew of reporters to actually do character assassination on Gary Webb. And I believe that they actually did assassinate him eventually. But let's go back to what Tucker Carlson is saying, because the next section, he talks about how Media Matters has actually violated the law. They operate as a tax-exempt organization, but they engage in political activity. Here's Tucker Carlson breaking it down and exposing it. And folks, this is the key takeaway. This is one area where we really do need to go after them. You know, we've got a Supreme Court decision that says they can't censor the public square. You've got CNN, Media Matters, and others enticing these people, giving them a narrative to justify that censorship, you know, demonizing everybody. So they're happy when these people are disappeared, right? They demonize, they assassinate the character, then they assassinate you on the internet. They make you disappear. And everybody's just fine with that. That's the process by which this operates. But we need to push back. We need to say we have a First Amendment, and we even have the tax code that they jump into and then violate, and nobody is doing anything about it. Here's what Tucker Carlson says about Media Matters violating the law.
But there's an ominous undertone to all of this. Don Lemon doesn't have the power to have you arrested. Dana Nessel does. Nessel is the Attorney General of Michigan. She's created a special hate crime unit whose charter is to investigate any organization identified as a hate group by the SPLC. This is what weaponized politics looks like. Criticize the people in charge, and the SPLC will sick men with guns on you. It's terrifying. Even worse, you are subsidizing it without knowing it. Both the SPLC and Media Matters are, amazingly, tax-exempt organizations. In its original tax application to the IRS, Media Matters claimed that the American news media were dominated by a pro-Christian bias that needed them to balance it. Despite the obvious absurdity of that claim, the group received nonprofit status. It has been violating the terms of that status flagrantly ever since. For example, during the Obama administration, Media Matters held weekly strategy discussions with the White House about how to hurt its political enemies. Media Matters kept an enemies list of Republicans to destroy, including Steve King of Iowa. This is a violation of federal tax law. Tax-exempt nonprofits cannot function as an arm of a political party. Media Matters clearly does. According to a piece in the New Republic, a liberal magazine, Media Matters changed its mission during the 2016 Democratic primaries to campaign for Hillary Clinton. We were, quote, running defense for Clinton, one Media Matters staffer said, quote, defending Hillary from every blogger in their mother's basement. In a leaked 2015 memo from inside Clinton's campaign, staff discussed cooperating, coordinating, colluding with Media Matters to attack Republicans and accuse the press of biased coverage of Hillary. In an email from January 5th of 2016, Hillary's staff discussed working with Media Matters to counter a Vanity Fair piece on Huma Abedin. Quote, "We have Media Matters and core surrogates lined up, which we can expand on tomorrow." This isn't just unethical, it is illegal. Under IRS regulations, 501c3 nonprofits are totally prohibited from participating in the campaigns of political candidates. Media Matters broke the law. The group has never been punished for this, though it is widely known. Media Matters retains its tax-exempt status. That means that you and every other taxpayer is subsidizing a tax on our own First Amendment. Why is this? How can this be happening? Maybe someone should call the IRS tomorrow morning and find out.
That's right. Maybe we should use the power that we have of the telephone. Even if we can't do it on social media, you can call for it on social media. But maybe we should call up the IRS and ask them, you know, what about this? And while you're while you've got them on the line, ask them about Hillary Clinton. You know, I've had Charles Ortel on many times. He's looked at the bogus paperwork that's been filed by the Clinton Foundation in terms of being a tax-exempt organization, how they haven't even filed it in many cases, the right kind of information. But that's okay. We don't care if they don't comply with the rules, the Clinton Foundation. And she's got Media Matters and other surrogates that are lined up to do what she wants them to do. And they are closely allied with us. The most, you heard me laugh at that. When he says that as part of their mission statement, Media Matters says that there is a pro-Christian bias in the media and they have to counter that. Only Media Matters, only George Soros and these people could think that the media has a pro-Christian bias in it. I've never heard that from anybody. That's how far anti-Christian these people are. To think that there is a pro-Christian bias. I guess if you're just neutral, if you don't hate them all the time, aren't constantly running hit pieces on Christians, aren't calling for them to be arrested, then that's a pro-Christian bias according to Media Matters. One other thing that he said at the beginning of that clip. He said, yeah, you know, Don Lemon and these other guys don't have the power to arrest somebody. Well, you know what? Mueller does, as we've seen with Roger Stone. And these people run political cover for him. They demand that he arrest people. They demand that InfoWars be deplatformed. Folks, if you don't want to have that happen, defend your free speech. Take a look at the products we have at InfoWarsStore.com. We got a lot of specials. We got DNA Force back in stock now. 33% off. Big savings. We'll be right back.
Well, I've got some really good news for all the viewers and all the listeners. This was going to be a big loss because we couldn't get the Deep Earth crystals anymore. It's been a year and a half fight, but we have the original producer, the original crystal source, the best atomic iodine in the world. X2 is back. We got it. This deal just happened about a month ago. We rushed it into production. It's been bottled. The labels are being put on today. And then it's going to be on an 18-wheeler right here to Austin from the plant in the Rockies, and it's going to be shipped out to you. Be sure to sign up for AutoShip. Get an additional 10% off, the 25% off celebration of the fact that we got it back and we're relaunching it. Research the iodine conspiracy. Find out why it's so important. Find out what the globalists don't want you to have, the good halogens and what you have, the bad halogens, at InfoWarsStore.com. That's the umbrella site. InfoWarsLife.com takes you right to the supplements. And this is the king daddy. Ladies and gentlemen, it is X2 Original, now back at InfoWarsStore.com. Our grandparents and great-grandparents knew that they canned food during the fall, so they'd have it during the winter. And that's what I'm talking about at InfoWarsStore.com with InfoWars Select. It's the full spectrum of My Patriot Supply, one of the top, most respected companies out there. But because I private label it, I'm able to go below cost on contracts that all their other distributors aren't able to do. But I want to be a market leader, and I want you to have storable food, so it's a total win-win. We have those incredible sell prices back at InfoWarsStore.com on InfoWars Select Storable Foods. They've got special diet foods. They've got three-month supplies, year supplies, week emergency supplies. They've got so many great products there. Maybe you got a three-year supply. If stuff happens, you can feed your whole block. It's up to us to be self-sufficient. You're buying war bonds, bring you great products, and together, with God's help, we are unstoppable. InfoWarsStore.com and InfoWars Select, high-quality storable foods powered by My Patriot Supply.
You're listening to The David Knight Show. Defending the American dream. You're listening to The David Knight Show.
Welcome back. Yeah, Tucker's talking about Media Matters, CNN, Southern Poverty Law Center, weaponized destruction of any dissent from the official narrative. You want to talk about a trust-busting action. We need to bust up people's trust, and I think President Trump is doing a great job of busting up people's trust in mainstream media. But we also have to understand how these organizations are interlocked with each other and with the Democrat Party, and how they're coming after your free speech. Let's go back to Facebook. We've got, again, Mark Zuckerberg out there saying that he is now going to be talking about privacy-focused messaging and social networking platforms. Now, this is about a month after they said they are going to integrate together the messaging service of the different platforms that they have bought. You got Facebook, and then they bought Instagram, they bought WhatsApp, and now they're going to combine all those together. Do you think it's really going to make any difference if Elizabeth Warren comes in and says, oh, okay, you're going to have to divest yourself of Instagram, and you're going to have to divest yourself of WhatsApp, and Google's got to set up YouTube out here as a separate organization? They're still going to operate the same way. They're still going to coordinate with the Democrat Party. They're still going to coordinate with Soros and Media Matters and the Southern Poverty Law Center. It's important for them to do that because they use the Southern Poverty Law Center to give them the plausible deniability that it is coming from them, right? In the same way that the government uses social media to say the censorship is not coming from us, when we've seen this explicitly demanded time and again, both in the European Union and in Washington, D.C. We want this particular type of speech taken down, and you got to take it down within a time certain. Now, they don't come out and say, if anybody criticizes the drug war or foreign wars or surveillance state or the police state, I want you taking them down right away. No, they're not going to be that explicit about it. But that's understood. You know, they have these, well, we'll talk about this later. Let's wait until we get behind closed doors, and I'll explain that to you a little bit more, how this works. We know exactly how that works. And they've been doing this for a very long time. And they don't need this technology. The technology makes it a lot more pervasive. It allows them to shut down your free speech as well. But they've been hiding information from you for a very long time. As I pointed out, when I worked with the Libertarian Party, we would have to go through all kinds of hoops that Republicans and Democrats had put there for competition that they had excused themselves from. And then once you got on the ballot, you're not going to get into the debates. And the way they keep you out of the debates is to have a private organization control the debates. The private organization was a state journalist organization, an organization of quote-unquote news organizations. And so all these news organizations put together this parent organization. It was a private organization, and they would decide that they only wanted the Democrats and Republicans, and these same people had always asked them the same questions about the same issues every election. Certain things were off topic. You will not ask those questions. And they knew that if you had a third party candidate in there, that would kind of break up this whole lesser of two evils issue, right? You're also not going to be able to say, well, this other guy is subhuman, which is what we just had Ilhan Omar say about President Trump. She said, well, yeah, I had some things to say about Obama, but, you know, the difference between Obama and President Trump is that Obama is human and Trump is not human. And that's the whole purpose of having this duopoly out there of Republicans and Democrats. So that you get so afraid of the other that you vote for somebody that you don't really agree with, you don't really like. That becomes very difficult for them to go negative on each other when there's a third person there. It changes the whole dynamics. That's why they would use a private organization to exclude, literally exclude political debate. And now they're doing it to you on social media because that's where your free speech is exercised. We'll be right back. Stay with us.
I've got some really good news, though. X2's back. The original X2. Deep Earth Crystal, pure atomic iodine, what you want, InfoWarsStore.com. It'll be here in a week, manufactured in the U.S., InfoWarsStore.com. With the best iodine in the world, X2, it's available. I thought X3 is great. We still got another Deep Earth Crystal source, but I thought add the other two types of iodine. The scientists said do that. It sold a lot, but people want original X2. Well, I was resigned to the fact we didn't have X2, but it came through about a month ago. We now have X2 again at InfoWarsStore.com, so hallelujah. It's been sold out for about almost 3 months, but we have now had the same company, the original X2, develop it again, and we were able to do the exact same formula. If you want to pre-order X2, the ultimate iodine out there, learn about the iodine conspiracy, learn about IQs dropping when you don't have it, learn about how the other iodines are bound, get yours today at InfoWarsStore.com or InfoWarsLife.com.
In a world of deceit, telling the truth is a revolutionary act. And now, the David Knight Show.
We have a whistleblower from Google going on Twitter showing emails. This is a guy who's a software engineer at Google, Mike Wacker. He put up on social media on Twitter a redacted email that he claims he received from a fellow employee in 2017, which alleged political bias at the company. According to his post, his colleague at Google wrote, quote, "Also, I posted a comment on a meme regarding fake news on search, and someone reported it to Human Resources. I didn't say I was in favor or against. I just cautioned that we need to be more careful. My manager brought it up in our last one-on-one last week. Made me feel very uncomfortable having an opposing view." Not allowed, right? He said, "We need to stop hate speech and fake news because that's how Trump won the election." This is politically motivated. It is their political bias. It is their political weapon. It is not their private prerogative to shut down political debate. Like I said at the top of the hour, we've seen this going way back 25 years when we just had televised debates. You would have so-called private organizations that would make sure the Democrats and Republicans would make sure the private organization, the news affiliations of the state would run the debate. And they were private organization. They could exclude from public debate any candidates who were legitimately on the ballot that they didn't like and only have the Republicans and Democrats. And now you've got their surrogates and social media doing the same thing. It's the same tactic. They always want to say, well, it's not the government that's shutting down free speech. Yes, it is. The government helped to create these organizations. The government is demanding that they shut down anybody who is labeled as being hateful. So they go to the Southern Poverty Law Center as a third party to give them credibility to say that these people are hateful. And they're politically biased too. Media matters, just as Tucker Carlson's pointing out. A person went on to say, "I obviously didn't say anything. I just wanted this one-on-one with my manager to end. I would like to see all managers be required to take some political bias training." He also alleged the existence of official training courses at Google dedicated to, quote, bashing conservatives and Trump supporters. And he published the email on Twitter. He said that, quote, "Multiple incidents, multiple concerns, many conversations have driven my decision to publish this email." He said, "This incident serves as a good representative example. It's not an isolated incident. Many others have had similar experiences at Google." So I said, Google is not a search engine. Twitter and Facebook are not social media. They shadow ban information. They ban certain terms. They hide certain terms. And then they completely ban and disappear, as Tucker Carlson was saying, individuals and news organizations. And now they're coming after him, as he predicted, when they shut down Alex Jones last August. Didn't take very long. This incident, he said, is a very representative example. He said he thinks that all people should make a reasonable attempt to resolve such matters internally. He had made a good faith attempt to do that, but of course, Google is not operating in good faith. Here's another example. Apple, that removed the InfoWars app, right? We've talked about this multiple times. They don't have a problem with the Saudi government app. The Saudi government developed an app, maintains this app, sells it through the Apple App Store called Absure. It allows you to track your female chattel. All the women that you are now a guardian of, you can work with the Saudi government. You just enter in their identity numbers, and the Saudi government will text you right away. Are you good with this female under your control here? Are you okay with her traveling? Are you okay with her crossing the border? Because we don't want anybody to get out of the country that belongs to one of our men, right? And we've got an American woman who is trapped in the country because of that type of control. Apple doesn't have a problem with that. That app is just fine. And yet they do have a problem with InfoWars. Isn't that interesting? Google doesn't have a problem with that app either. There's a climate skeptic app that has now also been shut down by Apple. And the guy is accusing Apple of political bias. You think Apple is politically biased? Do you think that they know better than you what should be up on in your phone, regardless of how popular it is with people? No. You don't know what's good for you, right? The government, the big corporations working with the government will create a fascist society for us where they tell us what we're allowed to see and not see. They know what's in our best interest. I saw a lot of that in what Tim Berners-Lee was talking about. Oh, yeah, we don't like all that. I mean, look at all of this hateful speech out there, and it's what got Trump elected. He was saying, this guy who's saying, we're going to fix the Internet. Yeah, it's broken. He's the guy who created the web structure over DARPA's Internet. You know, what could possibly go wrong with all that structure, right? It was bad by design. We used their platforms against them for a while, but they're taking control back now. You know, told everybody, come on in, it's all free, and now they're taking control back. And so he was saying the same thing that Google managers are saying. We got to stop this. This is how Trump won. Well, that's what the Tim Berners-Lee is saying. So we're going to have a contract for the Internet. You're going to be good citizens in order to use that. So I don't know what happens if you break that contract. Do you, as a citizen, get banned from the Internet? Just like they are now banning public figures like Alex Jones, like they're trying to get Tucker Carlson banned? Will they then come after you individually? Oh, yes, they have that ability now with that technology. The tyranny is, I guess you could call it an enterprise-wide solution now, right? It is extensible all the way down to each and every one of us. But let's take a look at this app that was taken off of Apple. This is an app called Inconvenient Facts. And now you can only get it on the Android store. Which, by the way, is one of the reasons why I got rid of my iPhone. I went with Android so I could get the InfoWars app. If Apple is going to tell me what I can and cannot see, I don't want to see that phone on my desk, or I don't want to see it in my car. Since March the 4th, users of Apple's iPhone no longer can access Inconvenient Facts. This is based on a book that Gregory Wrightstone, he's a geologist, more than 3 decades of experience. And he wrote a book called Inconvenient Facts, The Science That Al Gore Doesn't Want You to Know. Well, Al Gore doesn't want you to see those facts on an Apple app either. And as this guy points out, Al Gore is on the board of directors of Apple Computer. Oh, no political bias there, right? Especially since, as he pointed out, he did a search and he could find a lot of apps on the Apple Store that were really shoddy. He said they weren't formatted, they had incorrect spelling, they had no links, but they supported the government narrative, the narrative that Tim Cook wants you to see, Tim Apple, right? Tim Apple wants you to see what his friend Al Gore wants you to believe. And so if you've got an app that's going to push the idea of man-made global warming, that's fine with Apple and Al Gore. But if you want to talk about some inconvenient facts that oppose that, he's got 60 of those that are available in his app that you can just pull up. And they shut that down even though it has positive reviews and people like that, just like they shut down InfoWars. He said a key takeaway here is that Apple has monopoly over iPhone apps. The Apple App Store is the only place that you can get them. It means that Apple has chosen to weaponize its control over purchasing apps to stifle science that doesn't conform to its politically correct notions. And they have also weaponized their monopoly to stifle any political discussion that Tim Cook doesn't agree with. So where is this headed? As I said, you know, when we look at Zuckerberg and he's saying, well, now we're going to start to move. We've been the town square model, and now we're going to go into your living room. Well, he's going to go even more personal than that. He wants to get into your head. And when we come back, I'm going to talk about how even Wired Magazine, which doesn't have any problem with the surveillance, they cheer every technology, no matter how authoritarian and big brother-ish it is. And, of course, the people at Harvard love all this leftist stuff because so far it's been serving them. Wait till they're on the receiving end of this. Zuckerberg went to Harvard and told them some things that made even Harvard and Wired have their wired hair stand on end. I'll tell you that when we come back. Stay with us.
I've got some really good news for all the viewers and all the listeners. This was going to be a big loss because we couldn't get the Deep Earth crystals anymore. It's been a year and a half fight, but we have the original producer, the original crystal source, the best atomic iodide in the world. X2 is back. We got it. This deal just happened about a month ago. We rushed it into production. It's been bottled. The labels are being put on today. And then it's going to be on an 18-wheeler right here to Austin from the plant in the Rockies, and it's going to be shipped out to you. Be sure and sign up for AutoShip. Then an additional 10% off, the 25% off celebration of the fact that we got it back and we're relaunching it. Research the iodine conspiracy. Find out why it's so important. Find out why the globalists don't want you to have the good halogens and what you have the bad halogens at InfoWarsStore.com. That's the umbrella site. InfoWarsLife.com takes you right to the supplements. And this is the king daddy. Ladies and gentlemen, it is X2 Original, now back at InfoWarsStore.com. You know, the worst part about getting old, and I'm still strong at 45, is that I won't be there for my children someday. That's why I need to make them strong now. Now I can be there for my children. Now I can make them strong. Now I can instruct them. Now I can teach them what I've learned. But not once I'm gone. You think in this digital age, your word's gone forever, but now they're even better at getting rid of what you said than they were before. It's so much easier to burn video or text or languages now that we have high-tech book burning, isn't it? But I have joined my will to the resistance. I can't be destroyed now. As long as I realize I've done right, and as long as the people know the truth, and you can't be destroyed either. As long as you bind yourself to something and commit to it and go through the fire for it, there is a magic that then takes place that transcends space and time. When you commit via word of mouth or to pray for us or to spread our articles and videos, that overrides everything the enemy's doing. So please now commit to support InfoWars however you can, and realize your provision to InfoWars is your own provision.
Leaps and by bounds, the number one best-selling supplement family in the world is energy drinks and energy supplements. But they are riddled with dyes and toxins and synthetic caffeines and other chemicals that sure get you a quick boost but burn out in just a few hours and have terrible side effects. We have developed, hands down from our research, the most powerful, healthy energy drink, pre-workout and beyond system in the world. There's nothing else like it. You must experience it. It is a total game changer. And it comes in easy to use packets to mix in with fruit juice or water, whatever you'd like. Warning though, it's very, very strong. It lasts up to 10 hours. So take a half packet the first time you take it, because Turbo Force is named Turbo Force because it will take you into overdrive. Turbo Force at InfoWarsLife.com. Do you realize that when you spread the links from InfoWars.com, when you spread the videos, you are changing the world? It's you that has defeated Hillary and the globalist. It is you, the info warriors across the planet, that stood against the bullying, that stood against the peer pressure, that stood against the threats, that have now changed the world. And that's why you've been on the team, supporting us, praying for us, and spreading the word. You are the info war. And now, because of their intensifying censorship, it's more important than ever
that everyone go to Infowars.com/newsletter and sign up via email so there's no way the censors can get between us with critical videos, articles, breaking news, intel, you name it. And so now I ask you more than ever to share the Infowars.com articles, to share the videos, to tell people about the local stations you're listening to. But the bare minimum you can do is sign up for the free newsletter at Infowars.com/newsletter. We are the Renaissance, and we are winning.
You're listening to The David Knight Show.
Welcome back. I told you I would I would clue you in on what Zuckerberg told the people at Harvard that made Wired magazine's hair stand on end. Here, he wants to build a mind reading machine, they said, and Wired reported it this way: for those of us who worry that Facebook may have serious boundary issues, you think, when it comes to personal information of its users, Mark Zuckerberg's recent comments at Harvard should get your heart racing. So he goes there, he has this one-on-one conversation with the people there, you know, they ask him questions and he can comment. They said Zuckerberg had displayed a welcome humility about himself and his company. And then he described what really excited him was the future. And then the familiar Silicon Valley hubris returned. There was a promising new technology, he explained, a brain-computer interface, which Facebook had been researching. The idea, he said, is to allow people to use their thoughts to navigate intuitively through an augmented reality. Where have we been seeing so much about augmented reality lately? You know, this is this wonderful holy grail, or I guess maybe you could refer to it as a Rosetta Stone. I don't know, right analogy for the 5G. We've never had anything quite like it, but it's just going to bring everything together, all the promise of the future. We have this transhumanist future. We're all going to be superheroes and live forever, right? And it begins with 5G. Because with 5G, we'll have the robots serving us, and we'll be able to have these robotic cars driving us around, clean cars that will never pollute. And we'll just grab the energy from, well, I don't know, we won't have any power plants. But, you know, you get the idea. It's going to be clean. It's going to be smart. We call them smart cities. And part of this is going to be augmented reality they want to talk about. And he wants to jack right into your brain. Now, he's not talking about the radiation effects. We've had some scientists say, this week I talked about it, 250 scientists, I think the article is still up this morning on Drudge Report, 250 scientists are concerned about the effects on your health from the radiation that you get from wireless earbuds, the Bluetooth radiation that you get. And we've got 250 scientists say, well, this is very concerning. We've had in the past people raising concerns about people talking on the phone, right? And they said, you know, people who use that a lot and hold it to their head, we can see the physical effects of it immediately. We think that we have seen some long-term effects on this, but of course they're not going to fund those studies. Nevertheless, Apple and other companies will say, we're warning you. You do not hold the phone to your head. Hold it out, you know, speaker, or, you know, plug it into some earbuds that you can listen to. But then they came up with wireless earbuds. Now, wireless earbuds are low power, maybe lower power than your cell phone. But they're there all the time, aren't they? And they're very close. As a matter of fact, you stick them in your head, right? They're even closer than the cell phone that you hold up. You stick these things in your ear. But what about 5G? We're told, oh, 5G is lower power, right? So you don't have to worry about it. And yet it will be on everywhere. It will be ubiquitous. You will be close to a cell phone tower. Every 50 feet, they're going to have one of these cell phone towers. Lower power, but much, much higher frequency. Instead of 4 gigahertz, it's going to be 33 to 100 gigahertz. It's qualitatively different, but it does have the same effect. We've already measured it. There's already been a study back in 2016. They tested it on rats. They found that it increased brain tumors and heart tumors But don't worry, because it's only in males. And we hate males, right? So no problem. That's one way they're going to get into your brain. But there's another way they're going to get into your brain. Augmented reality, a neuro-driven version of the world, recently described on these pages in Wired Magazine, they said. No typing, no speaking even, to distract you as you slow down, as you interact with the digital additions to your landscape. All these things that are going to be the cornucopia of wonderful technology that's going to flow out of 5G as you become one with the Internet of Things. You will be one of those things in the Internet of Things. You know, you're going to become like an appliance, a dumb appliance. Yeah, you know, an appliance is smart because it, by definition, that appliance, if it connects to the Internet, it is by definition smart. So if you got a dishwasher or a coffee maker and you connect it to the Internet, it now becomes part of the Internet of Things. And it is now a smart coffee maker or a smart dishwasher. And if you connect to the Internet of Things, as I, you know, was reading some gushing articles about it, it's like, we're all going to become so smart because we'll just be able to think and immediately go to Wikipedia, you know, where you can get misinformed. But you'll be smart because you'll be connected to the Internet. And by definition, anything connected to the Internet is smart, whether it's a car or a coffee maker or you and your children. And it gets even better, according to Mark Zuckerberg, right? No typing, no speaking. It will read your mind because you don't want any distractions, you know, because you're going to be driving. You're going to have driving instructions in this augmented reality. Driving instructions will be superimposed over the landscape. But wait a minute. I didn't think we were going to be driving. I thought the cars are going to be driving us, right? So I don't really need that. Short biographies will be floating next to attendees of a conference. Oh, well, oh, wouldn't that be nice? Except what they'll do is they will have their activity-based intelligence that they have collected on you. And when Big Brother is watching, you won't see the short biographies of attendees. Yeah, you might see that once in a while if they organize that. But your minders, who will have this system like we've already seen set up in China, who will be watching your every movement, who will identify you by your biometrics, they will see in an augmented reality, they will see a label pull up. If they don't like you, they will put some kind of a red flag that will follow you, and it will probably list all the things they don't like about you, your political affiliations, your religious beliefs. Maybe it'll show what you said on social media yesterday that they don't like. Oh, watch out for this guy. Let's see if we can find him doing something that we can charge him with. That's what will be floating next to you as you walk through their smart cities. You'll have 3D models of furniture that you can move around in an apartment, all just with your mind. You won't have to speak or type anything. Isn't that wonderful? Don't you want that power? Oh, kind of make you like an X-Man, right? See, they sell you that transhumanist future. They glorify it, and then you subliminally think that you're going to be like X-Men, when in reality, you become like a lab rat to them. And just like the lab rats that they give cancer to, they don't care what the health effects of this are. Because the most important thing is for them to control their slaves and know everything about you. They write in this Wired article, the Harvard audience was taken back a little bit by the conversation's turn. They were kind of surprised, like, what? You're going to wirelessly get into our mind? And they've talked about that. You know, this has been an ongoing project of the CIA and DARPA for a long time. Mind reading. No, they want to know what you're thinking, right? They can extrapolate that from your metadata, but they aren't satisfied with that. They want absolute and total control. They want to be omniscient like God. They want to know everything about you because that makes them omnipotent like God. And they will be omnipresent in the 5G smart city. We'll be right back.
I've been doing a lot of research into Google and YouTube censorship, and I've noticed that there's one type of video that is the most censored, the most buried, the most suppressed. And that's the videos where you saw in 2016 election night all the arrogant leftist authoritarians like the Young Turds and others get so butthurt when Trump won.
They don't want us to have that victory. They don't want us to remember what political action did. And that's why the globalist, Hillary and others, are trying to shut InfoWars down. This is a fight about taking your speech away, not just my speech, about taking your very sovereignty away. This country is in a war. So again, I want to thank you for what you've done, but I want to remind you, if you don't spread the articles and videos, and if you don't financially get the great products we have and fund us in the 360 win, we're dead in the water. I'm in your hands. You're in my hands. InfoWarsStore.com. Thank you. Patriots are on the go. Hardworking Americans need high-quality energy when they're on the run. And ladies and gentlemen, we have spent years working with top developers to come out with the highest quality protein bar in vanilla coconut and chocolate peanut butter at InfoWarsLife.com. This is a high-end bar sold for up to $6, $7 at Whole Foods. Normally we sell it for $3 a piece when you get it in the box. But with the discount we're running right now as an introductory offer, it's $2.40 a bar. No one can top that, and it funds liberty and the fight against the globalists. With 15 grams of protein and so much more, they're amazing. Secure your box of high-quality InfoWars Life protein bars today, and you will be impressed, and you will reorder them, and you will help fund the operation to break the globalists back. It's up to you. It's easy. Buy high-quality protein bars from us instead of the globalists. It will fund the revolution to take it to the next level. Please, secure these incredibly tasty, high-end protein bars at InfoWarsLife.com today. InfoWarsLife.com. I've got some really good news, though. X2's back. The original X2, Deep Earth Crystal, pure atomic iodine, what you want, InfoWarsStore.com. It'll be here in a week, manufactured in the U.S., InfoWarsStore.com. With the best iodine in the world, X2, it's available. I thought X3 is great. We still got another Deep Earth Crystal source, but I thought add the other two types of iodine. The scientists said do that. It sold a lot, but people want original X2. What? I was resigned to the fact we didn't have X2, but it came through about a month ago. We now have X2 again at InfoWarsStore.com, so hallelujah. It's been sold out for about almost 3 months, but we have now had the same company, the original X2, develop it again, and we were able to do the exact same formula. If you want to pre-order X2, the ultimate iodine out there, learn about the iodine conspiracy, learn about IQs dropping when you don't have it, learn about how the other iodines are bound. Get yours today at InfoWarsStore.com or InfoWarsLife.com. The Real Red Pill Plus, ladies and gentlemen. Our team is constantly on the lookout for newer and better ways to improve our products. That's why we're bringing you a brand new version of one of the newest fan favorite products, the Real Red Pill Plus. The Real Red Pill Plus is an all new version of the powerhouse Preglinone product. It features the same great formula that supports your heart, brain, healthy aging process with an all-new natural caffeine boost included. A powerful Preglinone base, the Real Red Pill, has quickly become one of our fellow InfoWarriors' favorite products. Now, with an extra proprietary energy blend inside, including green tea extract, Irimate leaf extract, and more, you can get that extra pick-me-up while supporting your mind and body in a healthy way. Got all the great stuff that Real Red Pill has, but it's also got the boost in it. Get the Real Red Pill Plus at InfoWarsStore.com.
You're listening to The David Knight Show. The David Knight Show. And now, your host, David Knight.
All right, welcome back. We've got a lot of gun news. We've got Joe Biden is throwing his hat, or maybe it's his shotgun, over and under, side by side. I don't know. What's he throwing into the ring? Maybe he's going to take your shotgun when he gets becomes president. But we're going to talk about that in just a few minutes. We'll talk about reparations. I want to finish up with Zuckerberg and his dystopian vision of the future. As he is talking to these people, he starts at Harvard. Wired magazine is talking about how he stuns them with his vision of the future, where he's going to have wireless mind reading as part of the 5G network that they're going to superimpose on our cities to track our every movement. But of course, that's going to be fine because you're going to have augmented reality. You'll just be able to think and things will move around, right? And you can get these electronic devices to do what they want. You will be in control, right? Now, that's the promise anyway. So the Harvard audience was a little bit taken back by the turn of the conversation. And one of the individuals made a law professor joke about the constitutional right to remain silent in light of a technology that allows them to listen to your thoughts. He said, Fifth Amendment implications are staggering, said the law professor, whose name was Zitran. And the audience awkwardly laughed. He said, and then Wired reports that even this gentle pushback was met with the tried and true defense of big tech companies when they're criticizing for trampling people's privacy and their individual rights. User consent. And so Zuckerberg says, well, presumably this would be something that someone would have to choose as a product. Oh, yeah, right. Because, you know, Facebook always respects your choices. Even when you delete their product, they are tracking you. Even if you don't even use their product, they are tracking you. And they go on to say on Wired, in short, he would not be diverted from his self-assigned mission to connect the people of the world for fun and profit. Not even by the dystopian image of brain-probing police officers. Not by an extended apology tour. He says, I don't know how we got onto that, he said, but I think it's a little bit on future tech and research is interesting also, right? Mm-hmm. Yeah. So Zuckerberg starts monologuing like a supervillain. And you know, that always happens late in Act 3 of a three-act movie, right? And what happens when the supervillain starts to monologue about his plans to dominate the world? Well, at that point and at this stage, the good guys are supposed to take him out. They're supposed to say, you're not going to do that. We're not going to allow you to have a monopoly of the internet. We're not going to allow you to steal our rights and to control our minds. Not just our speech, but our minds. That is the vision of this little hand-picked shill of the military-industrial complex. Because make no mistake about it, folks. The government, the CIA, has been working on mind control. DARPA has been working on mind control. We've got the BRAIN Project that Obama started funding at $200 million a year. That has not stopped, by the way, under President Trump. They'll say, well, you know, we want to be able to read your thoughts. We want to be able to change your memories. And we want to do it, says DARPA, because we want to help the soldiers who have PTSD. So we'll be able to go in and selectively remove memories or implant happy thoughts in people's heads. No problem with that, right? Oh, that could never be abused, right? Especially not by the organization that has worked on weapons. Now, they would never weaponize that kind of stuff against the general population, would they? When we see what they're doing right now on social media, on the internet, using their surrogates, they will use any kind of lie to control you in every way possible. Yeah, it was all part of their MKUltra program, part of their Monarch program. Got a lot of people who said, you know, hey, they're messing with my mind. Well, we didn't believe them, did we? Some of us kept an open mind because we knew that that was the goal of these various programs, to experiment on people. It makes it a little bit easier if you don't feel the electrodes or see the scars from surgery. If they can just do it wirelessly, that has been their goal. And they were quite upfront about that. There's a lot of different ways that they can change our minds, that they can change society, of course. You have the movies are very effective at doing that. The media is very effective at doing that. You know, push certain narratives, purge anything that pushes back against that. And now they have another subtle nudge. You know, that's the way they talk about it. They don't want to say, we're going to brainwash people, we're going to gaslight people. They talk about it and they use the term nudge. They are masters at setting the terms of debate. You know, we don't want to talk about controlling people and engineering the society. We want to just say we want to nudge people. And I say, well, here's a nudge for you. The world's first genderless AI voice. 4,600 testers chose a voice that they perceived to be as genderless. I listened to that voice, and quite frankly, I found it very creepy. Part of what made it sound creepy was the way they modulated the pitch. Now we've got auto-tuned genderless voices that will be talking to us and telling us what they want us to hear. And then you've got all the corporations that are just so happy to join with us because it is going to be an environment in which they can rent everything to us. They will own everything, and it will all be rented by us because we won't have any money. We won't have jobs. Maybe they'll give us some universal basic income. They'll put us on an allowance because more than half of us are going to lose our jobs by 2030 across every single industry from the top to the bottom. As we have AI and robots coming in, you want to talk about the 1% or the 1% of the 1%, it's going to get a lot more selective than that. How do they keep us under control? Well, they'll put us on allowance, universal basic income. And we will rent if we have any, we can take some of that universal basic income and we can rent from them for a while. It's kind of a soft kill. You know, they're making sure that men and women hate each other intensely. They are going to sterilize people with their drugs, with their radiation. We can die early of cancer from the radiation. And, but if you're still around for the, you know, if they can keep you pacified so you don't grab the pitchforks and the torches and go storm the corporate offices or the halls of Congress, then they're going to rent it to you. A good example of this is Harley Davidson, the company that, back in the 80s proudly reclaimed their market niche. They have very distinctive motorcycle, but no more. And they are now having problems, economic problems. So what is the answer? They're going to start renting little electric scooters. They want to compete with Bird and Lime and Uber and Lyft. CNN is very happy about that. They're evolving. They're evolving towards a green future. And it's actually Harley's emasculated generic future. It's as generic as that genderless voice that is going to be put on your AI machines. They said the company's been around for 116 years. And why is that? Well, again, they had a very distinctive product. You know, Eric Peters has talked about this in light of Cadillac. He said, you know what Cadillac needs is they need to reclaim what made them unique. You know, they weren't a sports car company. They were a luxury company. Making big cars, you know, cars as the P-52s would say, as big as a whale, right? Get everybody in it. It was filled with chrome. It was flashy. It was ostentatious. And that was what made them successful. And now they're kind of making generic energy efficient cars. Sometimes, you know, they've made some kind of sporty cars, but competing with BMW was not their thing. And they're not going to be successful competing with BMW. And I don't think Harley Davidson is going to be successful turning their Harleys into little birds and Ubers and renting them. But they say that it's going to be, CNN thinks that it will be thrilling for short distances. I don't know. If you take a look at that little electric scooter, how in the world could you say that that is thrilling? It's going to be competing in a commodity marketplace, but they can make a lot of money because they'll rent it. And they're going to completely ignore their brand, and they're going to destroy that lifestyle and their company along with it.
Well, I've got some really good news for all the viewers and all the listeners. This was going to be a big loss because we couldn't get the Deep Earth crystals anymore. It's been a year and a half fight, but we have the original producer, the original crystal source, the best atomic iodide in the world. X2 is back. We got it. This deal just happened about a month ago. We rushed it into production. It's been bottled. The labels are being put on today. And then it's going to be on an 18-wheeler. Right here to Austin from the plant in the Rockies, and it's going to be shipped out to you. Be sure to sign up for AutoShip. Get an additional 10% off, the 25% off celebration of the fact that we got it back and we're relaunching it. Research the iodine conspiracy. Find out why it's so important. Find out what the globalists don't want you to have, the good halogens, and what you have, the bad halogens, at InfoWarsStore.com. That's the umbrella site. InfoWarsLife.com takes you right to the supplements. And this is the King Daddy. Ladies and gentlemen, it is X2 Original, now back at InfoWarsStore.com.
InfoWars Life is bringing you a breakthrough in modern medicine. Introducing Pollen Block. We have found an extraordinary new, natural way to alleviate seasonal distress symptoms, including promoting clear nasal and sinus passageways, eye comfort, and respiratory function. In the 1960s, Researchers in France noticed that people who ate certain quail eggs experienced less seasonal immune and inflammatory responses. They began studying this effect in published trials, and decades later, we now have the fruit of this research, a fast-acting, chewable tablet that helps alleviate seasonal distress symptoms. Pollen block is natural and effective. It is not an antihistamine. In fact, current research has found that it actually acts by blocking the activity of tryptase, which is an enzyme that amplifies immune and inflammatory responses in the body. Go outside and enjoy the air you breathe. Head to InfoWarsLife.com and grab a pack of our pollen block chewable tablets.
It's time to show them what a real alpha male looks like with one of our most powerful products ever made, Alpha Power, at 50% off. As you age, your body can lose testosterone over time. With the incredible ingredients in this formula, we can help you beat the test of time and assist in restoring that lost energy and mood that comes with time and age. Alpha Power's incredible ingredients can help you boost your sports performance or enhance your day-to-day life with ease while encouraging hormonal balance. Perfect by itself or with Super Male Vitality in the True Alpha Male Pack. Alpha Power can help boost performance, help maintain normal testosterone levels, support healthy cholesterol, and more. Let Alpha Power help bring you to the peak of your optimal health. Don't fall short on energy in the fight against tyranny. Show the world what a true alpha male looks like today with Alpha Power at 50% off, only at the InfoWars store.
Our grandparents and great-grandparents knew they canned food during the fall, so they'd have it during the winter. And that's what I'm talking about at InfoWarsStore.com with InfoWars Select. It's the full spectrum of My Patriot Supply, one of the top most respected companies out there. But because I private label it, I'm able to go below cost on contracts that all their other distributors aren't able to do. But I want to be a market leader, and I want you to have storable food, so it's a total win-win. We have those incredible sell prices back at InfoWarsStore.com on InfoWars Select Storable Foods. They've got special diet foods. They've got 3-month supplies, year supplies, week emergency supplies. They've got so many great products there. Maybe you got a 3-year supply. If stuff happens, you can feed your whole block. It's up to us to be self-sufficient. You're buying war bonds, bringing you great products, and together, with God's help, we are unstoppable. InfoWarsStore.com and InfoWars Select, high-quality storable foods powered by My Patriot Supply.
You're listening to The David Knight Show.
Just talking about Harley and how they are slouching towards the future. Stop making Harley Davidsons. And they're going to put their name on little electric scooters that they will then rent by the ride in the cities. And maybe somebody should explain to them that in places like Austin, where these became the vogue, a lot of people are pushing back against this. This may not be a viable business model. Certainly, big corporations owning everything, whether it's your transportation or whether it's your home or the city itself. You know, we've got Google setting up their 5G city, experimental city on the outskirts of Toronto. They call it Sidewalk Labs. A lot of people who were snookered by all the talk about greenness and sustainability are starting to realize what it really is. It is a dystopian city where Google monitors everything that you do and monetizes that. And that would include monetizing it not just for commercial marketing and ads and so forth, but monetizing it for government surveillance as well. A lot of people woke up to that and said, we don't want to have anything more to do with this. We all need to wake up to this. Like I said, we've got Mark Zuckerberg out there bragging like a supervillain at the end of the movie about what his world domination plans are to get inside your mind, to read your thoughts. And even the people at Harvard are like, I don't know. I don't think we want this. Don't we get a Fifth Amendment for our brains? At what point does Zuckerberg draw the limit here. You know, we had Eric Schmidt years ago say, well, we're going to go right up to the line of creepy and maybe a little bit over. Well, they've gone way beyond creepy, and now they're getting into your head. But as we look at Harley-Davidson, one of the things that in this article stuck out to me. The company announced last week that it had acquired a company called Stasike, which makes electric balance bikes for kids. This is how dumbed down our children are, how sheltered they are. The helicopter generation, right? Forever training wheels for our kids. We get them little electric bicycles that you can't fall over on. So don't worry about that. We've got your electric nanny here as training wheels. And we'll talk a little bit about what's going on with this Boeing 737 investigation. President Trump was talking about that, and he's exactly right. I talked about it yesterday. And now a lot of articles are coming out. We've had statements made by pilots saying it's this nanny safety software that is jumping in at inopportune times. Kind of like what we see happening and being put into our cars. It is a full spectrum nanny technology stuff. And a lot of times these safety devices make things a lot worse. But here you are. You've got this little electric balance bikes for kids. And that's just great. They don't have to ever skin their knee, and they also never learn to balance themselves. It's always being done for them. I wonder if they have, like, little car safety seats. you put the kids in the car safety seats, confine them in the car safety seats now pretty much all their childhood. I don't know. I guess we could just, if Elizabeth Warren becomes president, we could keep raising the age for car safety seats so that you never get out of them. You strap yourself in or the electric robot car will not move. And I guess maybe they could put a car safety seat on these bicycles so that not only do the kids not fall over, but they can't fall off of it as well. There we go. Now, that's my childhood right there. The sliding, exploding car. it's more like the Little Rascals where we're, building cars and racing them down the hill. Little Rascals, I guess they're going to be banned from television as well. You can't see kids doing crazy stuff like that on their own. I mean, there's no adults around. They're doing all this stuff on their own, putting this stuff together and, can't have fun like that. President Trump is now talking about cutting the Department of Education by $7.1 billion. As I said before, that's only a 10% cut. They need to make it a 100% cut. Ronald Reagan said he was going to get rid of the Department of Education. It had been created by President Carter. Instead, he nurtured it to adulthood. And now it has been the central point of control. Because, folks, if you set the curriculum, and I'm talking about Common Core and other things like that, if you set the curriculum, then everybody will follow that model. And so you've got a centralized model of misinformation. Non-education of people, even the private schools, they want to, have the same standards and the same test. You standardize the tests, you standardize the curriculum, and you control everybody's thoughts that way. And we've got the education secretary, Betsy DeVos, saying the budget at its core is about education freedom. No, Betsy. If it was about education freedom, your job would not exist. I've said many times, we should have had in the First Amendment, we should have had freedom of education also put in there. You can't have freedom of speech and you can't have freedom of religion if you don't have freedom of education, because it all begins with that. What is the purpose of education anyway, right? And how is free speech being destroyed? How is religion being destroyed? It's being destroyed by our schools. We're going to get to that in a moment. As we talk about the people who were bribing, the privileged individuals who were bribing their way into some of the, what they perceive to be the top schools. Like I said, I'm not too impressed with people who go to these big name schools. President Trump also is talking about demanding that any country hosting U.S. troops on its soil would not only have to pay for the full expenses, but also a premium of 50% for the privilege. And Slate is very upset about that. It said Trump's latest plan to shake down U.S. allies shows that he still thinks that the military is a protection racket. Ooh, I think they might have stumbled into the truth here. Protection racket, yeah. Slate goes on to criticize President Trump. They say Trump's blinkered view of the world and his misconceptions about the sources of American power. I mean, these are people on the left who are now embracing American imperialism, the American empire. This is Slate magazine. They say his humbug hostility towards spending even a shilling on their security. That's right. I agree with President Trump on this. He is exactly right. And the American people agree with President Trump. So one of the reasons we voted for him. View of the alliance not as organizations formed to pursue mutual interests, but rather as a protection racket. Well, that's the way that Smedley Butler viewed it. He said he'd been working in a protection racket. And by the way, that's organized crime. It is a protection racket that we are running. They go on to say these alliances serve to maintain and protect the international order. Some call this imperialism or globalism. This is where the liberals have arrived. The liberals who now cheer a revival of the Cold War, who cheer every foreign war, who heap scorn on President Trump when he says it's not in our interest to do this. They are now cheering imperialism. Are they going to start talking about colonialism next as being a great thing? Or maybe it's just corporate colonialism. They now embrace this label. This is the point at which they've gotten. I think President Trump is absolutely right about that. Let's hope that he really does follow through. All right, before we run out of time, I just want to let you know about some of the specials that we got at InfoWarsStore.com. We have DNA Force Plus back in stock. It was out of stock. It's very difficult for us to produce it. We got to produce it in big batches. It's very expensive to get some of the products in this, things like PQQ that are very effective at protecting your DNA health. That's where diseases that arise from old age begin as your DNA starts to deteriorate. So you can help fight that with the products that are in DNA Force, but it is also a very expensive product to produce. 33% off. That is a big dollar savings for DNA Force. You can find that at InfoWarsStore.com. We also have Survival Shield X2 Nascent Iodine pre-ordering, and we have 50% off BodEase and Alpha Power. BodEase, one of my favorite supplements. It's great for fighting inflammation, inflammation of your joints if you're working out, or if you've got some kind of chronic disease that causes joint pain. Very, very effective, and it is natural. You know, you don't have to have unnatural pharmaceuticals to have an effective treatment. You can have stuff that is both safe and effective. Things like turmeric and other natural ingredients work together in bodies to help you fight inflammation, and not just in your joints, throughout your body. It is been known for a long time that turmeric is very effective, and we've combined that with some other natural ingredients that have no negative side effects. So take a look at Bodies, 50% off, Alpha Power, 50% off. You can find all those at InfoWarsStore.com. All right, we've only got about 30 seconds, so when we come back, we're going to get into reparations. You know, I had this on my desk yesterday, talk about the story from USA Today, this study saying that pollution from whites is disproportionately affecting blacks and Hispanics. I've talked about this before. This is straight from the National Enquirer back in the 1970s. World to end tomorrow. Women and minorities most heavily hit. We'll be right back. Stay with us.
It's time to show them what a real alpha male looks like with one of our most powerful products ever made, Alpha Power, at 50% off. As you age, your body can lose testosterone over time. With the incredible ingredients in this formula, we can help you beat the test of time and assist in restoring that lost energy and mood that comes with time and age. Alpha Power's incredible ingredients can help you boost your sport performance or enhance your day-to-day life with ease while encouraging hormonal balance. Perfect by itself or with Super Male Vitality in the true Alpha Male Pack. Alpha Power can help boost performance, help maintain normal testosterone levels, support healthy cholesterol, and more. Let Alpha Power help bring you to the peak of your optimal health. Don't fall short on energy in the fight against tyranny. Show the world what a true alpha male looks like today with Alpha Power at 50% off, only at the InfoWars store.
I've got some really good news, though. X2's back. The original X2. Deep Earth Crystal, pure atomic iodine, what you want, InfoWarsStore.com. It'll be here in a week. manufactured in the U.S., InfoWarsStore.com. With the best iodine in the world, X2, it's available. I thought X3 is great. We still got another deep-rest crystal source, but I thought add the other two types of iodine. The scientists said do that. It sold a lot, but people want original X2. Well, I was resigned to the fact we didn't have X2, but it came through about a month ago. We now have X2 again at InfoWarsStore.com, so hallelujah. It's been sold out for about almost 3 months, but we have now had the same company, the original X2, develop it again, and we were able to do the exact same formula. If you want to pre-order X2, the ultimate iodine out there, learn about the iodine conspiracy, learn about IQs dropping when you don't have it, learn about how the other iodines are bound, get yours today at InfoWarsStore.com or InfoWarsLife.com.
You're listening to The David Knight Show. In a world of deceit, telling the truth is a revolutionary act. And now, your host, David Knight.
Welcome back. Coming up in this final hour, we're going to talk about unequal air pollution, how air pollution is racist. Yes, we all breathe the same air, but not according to USA Today, not according to an engineering professor at the University of Minnesota. We appeal to authority, and they also appeal to the fact, they point this out, who is white, by the way, underscore that. Well, of course he's white. This kind of nonsense typically comes from white guilty liberals. But they're going to try to make it white guilt in terms of reparations. So we're going to talk about reparations. We're going to talk about what's going on with abortion. We had a new court case out of the 6th District Court. And we're going to talk about the admitted failures. The children of the most rich and privileged who would fail to get into any university on their own merits. But of course, they were admitted. These failures were admitted based on their parents working with a crook. And a lot of these people are looking at jail time if they enforce the law. But of course, we kind of give people that we like pass, don't we? You know, if you're the Justice Department, you don't come after Hillary Clinton. You don't really care if the Media Matters people violate the requirements of the tax code for their tax-exempt organization, as Tucker Carlson was pointing out. You don't care that Hillary Clinton violated all the reporting requirements and all the other legal requirements of the Clinton Foundation and how they used it for a slush fund, as Charles Ortel has pointed out on this program many times. You don't care about any of that stuff, right? You don't care about the fact that she violated national security, which is the state religion. Everything is sacrificed to national security. Except Hillary Clinton's political career. Yeah, the double standards are just amazing. And so here we get this double standard. I wanted to talk about this yesterday, but I didn't get around to it. USA Today, unequal air. The air that we breathe is not equal. And they actually say this. This is, it's just absolutely, the air that Americans breathe isn't equal. This is USA Today. I'm reading this from them. Blacks and Hispanics disproportionately breathe air that's polluted by non-Hispanic whites, according to a study. Oh, there you go. And it's by a white engineering professor at a university who says, even though minorities are contributing less to the overall problem of air pollution, they are affected by it more. Well, what is the source of this air pollution that they're so concerned about? Again, this goes back to the first story I covered here at InfoWars. PM2.5, the poster child. The excuse, the argument to shut down the entire coal industry. As a matter of fact, at one point in time, they're going to shut down farmers. They're going to shut down our farms. They're going to say, you've got dust out there on the farm. When you run those plows, you're creating dust. We're going to regulate that. Well, the senators from the agricultural states got the EPA in line on that one pretty quickly. But they wanted to up the requirements against fine particulate matter. And so the first story that I reported on here at InfoWars, and of course, we broke that story nationally before the mainstream media did. Eventually, a lot of people picked up on it. But broke the story that was uncovered by Steve Malloy, Junk Science. And again, I've had Steve on many times. He found that, yes, they were unequally applying this fine particulate matter in some experiments. They were selecting people who had respiratory and heart issues and exposing them to levels that were 70 times what they said were safe. And at the same time this was happening, right there in Research Triangle Park in North Carolina where I lived, at the same time that was happening, you had then Congressman Markey, who has now been rewarded. He's been promoted up to senator now from Massachusetts, talking to Lisa Jackson, who was the EPA director at the time. She resigned because she had created a fake email account to try to hide what she was doing at the EPA. And the two of them had coordinated the idea that, no, we're not talking about people getting sick. We're talking about people dying. More people dying than dying of cancer with PM2.5. And that is the essence. They're still at it. Still at it with PM2.5. Total false narrative. We'll be right back. Stay with us.
Well, I've got some really good news for all the viewers and all the listeners. This was going to be a big loss because we couldn't get the deep earth crystals anymore. It's been a year and a half fight, but we have the original producer, the original crystal source, the best atomic iodine in the world. X2 is back. We got it. This deal just happened about a month ago. We rushed it into production. It's been bottled. The labels are being put on today. And then it's going to be on an 18-wheeler right here to Austin from the plant in the Rockies. And it's going to be shipped out to you. Be sure to sign up for AutoShip. Then an additional 10% off. The 25% off celebration of the fact that we got it back and we're relaunching it. Research the iodine conspiracy. Find out why it's so important. Find out what the globalists don't want you to have. The good halogens and what you have, the bad halogens, at InfoWarsStore.com. That's the umbrella site. InfoWarsLife.com takes you right to the supplements. And this is the king daddy, ladies and gentlemen. It is X2 original, now back at InfoWarsStore.com.
In a world of deceit, telling the truth is a revolutionary act. And now, the David Knight Show.
Welcome back. Yes, the world is ending tomorrow. It's melting down, as AOC said. Why should I even have kids? That's the message that they want you to embrace. They've been pushing that message for over 40 years. Yeah, there's no future. Humans are destroying the world. We're destroying and altering the climate. There is no future for us, so we shouldn't even have kids. And if you don't buy that, then maybe they can, well, you believe this? It's kind of like Maxwell Smart. Well, you don't believe that. What'd you believe? That men are evil. You don't want to have a relationship with men. Well, if you don't believe any of that, we can give you chemicals and we can give you medicines and we can expose you to 5G. We can sterilize you in a lot of different ways, even if we can't societally sterilize you. You know, make sure that in your mind you don't want to have kids. You don't want to have any relationships with anybody either, right? And so, the world is ending. And as I said, in the 1970s, talking about National Lampoon, when it was polite, it wasn't polite then, but it was allowed. I mean, today you would never have the people at Harvard National Lampoon parody the hysterics about everything affecting minorities and women more so, right? I've talked many times about their parody piece where they said world ending tomorrow, you know, because of air pollution and other things, but women and minorities are the hardest hit. And that's exactly what this USA Today story says. Unequal air. Pollution from whites is disproportionately affecting blacks. This is the kind of racist narrative that is really represented and really behind all of these presidential candidates in the Democrat Party calling for reparations. Whites are evil. They need to pay up. They're destroying everything. They're polluting the air. They're destroying the planet. They are privileged. We're going to talk about real privilege coming up here in a minute. But again, the thing that is underlying all this, this is all not just about the racism. It is also about shutting down all internal combustion engines, shutting down the coal industry. This is an agenda that the EPA has had a very long time. When I first came here at InfoWars, you broke the story about the human experimentation that was being done by the EPA at Research Triangle Park. And I knew somebody through church that worked there at the time. He said, boy, you really set these people on fire. They're furious about this. And he got really angry with me as well. It kind of ended our friendship. Because we exposed them experimenting on people. What Steve Malloy found at junkscience.com, what he found was that they were running ads. At first, he noticed he goes through and he reads the research that they're doing. He sees that they had to call people. They had to call ambulance for some people that they were conducting an experiment on. So he starts digging on this. And what is the experiment? Well, he found that they were hooking people up to diesel engines, literally hooking them up. Now, they filtered out the carbon monoxide, which will kill you. Carbon dioxide will not kill you. Carbon dioxide is needed. Carbon dioxide is used as fuel for the plants, just like sunlight. It's a good thing. It is harmless, but carbon monoxide will kill you. So they filtered that out, and they fed these people and actually showed the truck backed up to the building, a pipe put on the tailpipe, running it into a little container and putting a mask over people's faces. And even then, they didn't have that many people get sick. Even though they had pre-selected people, they'd run an ad for people who had respiratory and heart issues. They had a couple of people that reacted to it, but most people didn't. And they were exposing them to 70 times, 72 actually, I believe. I'm going from memory. I think it was 72 times the limit that the EPA said was safe. And you had Lisa Jackson, the crooked director of the EPA, on Capitol Hill at the same time this was happening, doing a dog and pony show with Congressman Ed Markey, who's now senator from Massachusetts, saying, I'm not talking about people getting sick. I'm talking about people dying. We got more people dying from fine particulate matter, PM2.5. That's 2.5 microns. Anything that's got 2.5 microns, any kind of, particulate matter. They're dying at a rate higher than people are dying of cancer. And you could go to the EPA site and where they would talk about PM2.5, and they had a picture of the Smoky Mountains talking about fine particulate matter. The Smoky Mountains don't have anything to do with that. The Smoky Mountains were smoky without there being any cars or any coal plants. And the cars and the coal plants can be made clean. So first they come after the diesel, then they come after all internal combustion engines, they come after the coal. And even in this USA Today story, they show the smokestacks there. Now, of course, the idea is that only whites use electricity, right? Blacks and Hispanics don't use electricity to the same extent that whites do. And so when you're feeding the grid off of coal plants, those dirty smokestack industries, the blacks and Hispanics bear what he calls a pollution burden. Blacks are exposed to 56% more pollution than is caused by their consumption. He says, on average, whites tend to consume more than minorities because of wealth. See, again, wealth, privilege. And so we have to pay up. And I just say, just put that on my reparations tab. You know, I know that as a white man, especially as a man, I have so many things I have to be guilty for, and I have to be punished for who I am. That is the world that is coming to us by the Democrats. That is what they're selling. And we had Castro and Sanders and Elizabeth Warren and Kamala Harris and Cory Booker all talking about how you white people out there, you got to pay up. You're evil. You got to pay for your sins. And the sins of your fathers and your forefathers. All of you got to pay up. Here is Julian Castro, who wants to be president. Maybe we'd say czar. And he's on with on CNN with Anderson Cooper. Jake Tapper. And they're talking about Bernie Sanders and how he just doesn't go far enough in terms of punishing white people. Here's that clip.
That's on the trail. You've said that there needs to be some kind of reparations to descendants of slaves to compensate for years of slavery and discrimination against African Americans in this country. Take a listen to Bernie Sanders, one of your campaign rivals, at a CNN town hall when it was pointed out that you and Elizabeth Warren support some form of reparations.
What do they mean? I'm not sure that anyone's very clear. What I've just said is that I think we must do everything that we can to address the massive level of disparity that exists in this country.
So What do you mean? Do you think that there should be actual monetary payments to descendants of slaves? Do you support more like what Senator Sanders is talking about, policies such as child care and education that help those who are disadvantaged?
Well, you know, what I said was that that I've long believed that this country should address slavery, the original sin of slavery, including by looking at reparations. And if I'm president, then I'm going to appoint a commission or task force to determine the best way to do that. There's a tremendous amount of disagreement on how we would do that. But let me just say something about
Senator Sanders' response, because
he was also asked this question in 2016. Mm-hmm. What he said on The View, I think, the other day was that he didn't think the best way to address this was for the United States to write a check. To my mind, that may or may not be the best way to address it. However,
it may be,
it's
though.
Interesting to me that when it comes to Medicare for All, healthcare, you know, the response there has been, we need to write a big check. That when it comes to tuition-free or debt-free college, the answer has been, we need to write a big check. And so if the issue is compensating the descendants of slaves, I don't think that the argument about writing a big check ought to be the argument that you make if you're making an argument that a big check needs to be written for a whole bunch of other stuff.
Interesting.
Writing
a big check, that's really what modern slavery is about. They don't want you to see that you are a modern slave. They want you to focus on race and skin color and look at the other people out there. Don't get angry at the government for making you a slave. Don't be angry at the government for putting you on the government plantation. Oh, massa, he gonna hand out all kind of free stuff to us, right? Everything, they're gonna write a big check. Who's gonna pay for that check? Taxpayers are gonna pay for that check. And your generations following you are gonna be in bondage and debt to the Federal Reserve and the banks for all that free stuff. Stay with us, we'll be right back.
This bar, at its regular price, is a little over $3. When we have it discounted, it's at about $2.50 a piece. Comparable bars are between $5 and $7 a piece at Whole Foods. This is high-end. When you get one box, you get them at basically $3. You get them for $2.50 or so when you get it at the current launch discount. This took over a year to get the top manufacturer developer in the country to get it all ready and to have the manufacturing line prepared and to make this. It's available exclusively at InfoWarsLife.com. And it's simple. You get the highest quality protein bars in two different flavors, and you fund the war against the globalists and the attempt that we're engaged in to take the country back. It's simple. Go shop with the good guys at InfoWarsStore.com and break the back of the globalist and get high-quality super discounts. Or keep shopping with Jeff Bezos and Amazon and keep going to Whole Foods that are actually funding the Washington Post and the globalist attempt to destroy this country. It's that simple. InfoWarsLife.com.
Fueling your body is hard work. That's why we've introduced the InfoWars Life Daily Digestive Pack to help you fuel it right. Combine Flora Life Everyday Maintenance and Carnivore to help you fuel your gut and body and take advantage of the powerful nutrients you receive. There's no better way to power your body. Flora Life is a powerful probiotic supplement with 20 of the most potent clinically studied probiotic strains. When paired with Carnivore, our incredible enzyme formula that helps you break down nutrients, these formulas fuel your gut and your body to help you fight toxins and stay fueled all day. These incredible formulas can help keep your body in tip-top shape in the fight against stress, age, and outside toxins. There's no better time to try Flora Life and Carnivore to see how well they can support your body. Don't miss out on the chance to fuel your body and support recovery. Try the InfoWars Life Daily Digestive Pack today.
I've got some really good news, though. X2's back. The original X2. Deep Earth Crystal, pure atomic iodine, what you want, InfoWarsStore.com. It'll be here in a week, manufactured in the U.S., InfoWarsStore.com. With the best iodine in the world, X2, it's available. I thought X3 is great. We still got another Deep Earth Crystal source, but I thought add the other two types of iodine. The scientists said do that. It sold a lot, but people want original X2. Well, I was resigned to the fact we didn't have X2, but it came through about a month ago. We now have X2 again at InfoWarsStore.com, so hallelujah. It's been sold out for about almost 3 months, but we have now had the same company, the original X2, develop it again, and we were able to do the exact same formula. If you want to pre-order X2, the ultimate iodine out there, learn about the iodine conspiracy, learn about IQs dropping when you don't have it, learn about how the other iodines are bound. Get yours today at InfoWarsStore.com or InfoWarsLife.com. If you're not expanding, you're imploding. There is no set stasis. There is no managed system. There is no uncontinuum. The continuum is always launching forward into the future. So you support us and get creative and get fired up. We won't just be here 100 years. We'll be here forever. We'll turn the whole thing around. Our grandchildren on Mars bases and jump bases and God knows what are going to look back and say, you know, we struggled here. We made it. And that's really where this goes. But yeah, God's got a big war for you ready. And so if you can't face George Soros and Hillary Clinton and Adolf Hitler and Mao Zedong, are you going to really be able to face the other stuff? Because God wants warriors that are smart and are ready to build things and are also ready to fight. You don't go to the next level without getting a big weight put on your back. And I mean, I don't know what's going to happen to me in the future. I mean, all I know is I want to go with the master builder. I want to go to the next level. I want to be with the spirit that I've experienced, not these devil worshipers. They're cold and failed and feels like being in a tomb. I want life. I want Jesus.
You're listening to The David Knight Show.
Welcome back. How do we escape this tyranny that is coming? These people are trying to divide us by race, talking about slavery, because they don't want us to see the slavery that we are under them. And they don't want us to see the slavery that is coming in the smart cities that'll be here by 2030. Where we have no jobs. We have no prospects. They may hand us out some money, universal basic income to keep us quiet, but we're not going to own anything. We will be their slaves, and it'll be a soft kill that they have coming for us. But they've got us fighting amongst ourselves, still selling this idea of white privilege, saying that white people are polluting everything, and these poor minorities are having to breathe the air of white people. That's horrible. And so we just put it on our tab, all the sins of white people, according to USA Today. But I just played for you Julian Castro talking to fake Jake Tapper. They were, by the way, at South by Southwest. It's where all the libs go to make their loony pronouncements. Folks, this is just sheer demagoguery by the demagogue party. They have absolutely no way that they can apply this. And every time you try to pin Elizabeth Warren down, well, I'm just saying we ought to have a discussion on this. And you have Castro out there using this to criticize Bernie Sanders. Oh, well, Sanders doesn't want to spend money on this. I'm saying I'm open to spending money on this. And, of course, fake Jake isn't going to pin him down on this. Well, who are you going to charge? How are you going to define this? There's a great article about this on The New American. One of the things that he said, which I didn't play, he said, if under the Constitution, this is Castro's argument, if under the Constitution we compensate people when you take their property, then why wouldn't we compensate them when they were property? People who actually were property. Well, the correct answer, as they point out, New American is, no such people exist in America, quite frankly. You know, except for people who are tax slaves. And of course, if he says, well, you're just going to write a check for Medicare for all, you're going to write a check for free college education, let's just write a check for this. We can write a check for everything. That's the Democrat solution to everything, right? Except whose name do you sign on that? Oh yeah, taxpayers. We are enslaved. You know, we are enslaved in terms of a percentage. In Western societies, we pay a higher percentage than serfs did during the Middle Ages. They didn't have to pay 50, 60, 70% or 90%, as these Democrats are demanding, to their feudal masters. But that is the feudal society that they want to impose on us. They want to impose a feudal society where we pay virtually everything to them. Because we're guilty. We're white, especially. But, of course, it's not just going to be the white people. It's going to be the blacks and Hispanics who are also going to be paying taxes. They just think they're going to get something from somebody else if they vote Democratic. That is always the way that they sell these programs. Don't worry, you're going to get free stuff from the government, and your neighbor is going to pay for it. Or that white guy over there that you hate so much because you've been trained from kindergarten to hate white people. They will pay for this, but you're going to wind up paying for it. The income tax originally was just for the 1% of the 1%. And it was only on investment income. It wasn't on wages. Then they made about wages, and then they started ramping up the percentage. And now we're all enslaved by that. And we will all be in bondage to the money that they are borrowing. So, yeah, they'll have to raise taxes, but they'll still spend more money than they are getting in tax revenue. So they will put us and our future generations in bondage to pay that off. That's why they call them bond issues at the local level when they tax you to build schools. Now building schools for people who aren't even American citizens. While the Democrats tell everybody, come on into America, you get a free education, and we'll pay for it. You have a right to a free education, a right to get that from Americans who live here because, you know, they're awful. They're guilty. All of them are privileged. As a matter of fact, the blacks and Hispanics who are legal American citizens might be surprised to find that the Democrats believe that they are privileged Americans and that they should pay up for the education of foreign citizens whose governments don't want to pay for their education. They can put you in bondage to pay for, to build more schools, to hire more teachers. And so they asked a question in the New American. So if we're going to take this principle, does that mean that the Egyptians need to pay off the Jews that they enslaved, right? Pay reparations, Egyptians paying reparations to the Jews? How about the descendants of Spartans compensating those of the other Greeks that they enslaved? Rome, the Roman Empire, they took slaves from all over Europe. And as Selwyn Duke points out, including lands of some of the places of my ancestors. Will I be getting a check from the Italians? Well, no, the Italians are different than they were back at the time of Rome. They are physically, genetically different. There's been a mixing of people, and that's the problem. That's why these Democrats are demagoguing about this issue, but they will never have an answer for you. They'll use it to get elected. They'll use it to attack other candidates who aren't as strong on reparations, says Castro. He's not. That Bernie Sanders, yeah, he talks a good game about reparations, but he's just not as strong as I am. He doesn't want to write a check. I'm thinking about writing checks to people. Well, who are you going to write that check to? Castro. You going to write it to Barack Obama because he's half black, but his father was never a slave. Maybe he has to write the check because on his mother's side, they did own slaves. And like I've said before, what about the white people who didn't own slaves? You're going to still charge them? What about the Native Americans here who owned slaves? They enslaved other Native Americans. They also enslaved some white people as well. You're going to have them pony up a check? Here's more to the point. What about African Muslims, like maybe Ilhan Omar? Maybe some of her ancestors were part of the Muslim crowd that would enslave other Africans and sell them to the British, who would then sell them to the Americans. Oh, yeah. Maybe the British should pay up. Maybe some African Muslims who embraced slavery, and quite frankly, the only place that literal traditional slavery, and we're not talking about, you know, it is slavery when you have to give most of your income to the government, but I'm talking about literal slavery. That is going on right now in Muslim nations. The only place where that is going on right now. Also part of our foreign policy in Libya. We overthrew that government. Now we have literal slave auctions in Libya being conducted by Muslims. In many cases, against Christians. You know, black Muslims enslaving black Christians in Libya. So do Christians get reparations from Muslims because they were enslaved? You know, should black Muslims pay black Christians reparations? It never ends. There is no answer to this except that it is a device for them to get elected. That's why, as Elizabeth Warren said, well, we just need to have a dialogue about this. They're not going to do anything about it. They just want to create hate, division, and build up a racial civil war. And that's what they're doing. And finally, as he points out, slavery was once the accepted norm in the West, or as they would say, white civilization. Was not the first to practice it. And yet, you heard Julian Castro say, the original sin. Oh, we were the people who invented slavery, and it was the original sin of the white man. Demagoguery, racism, that is the Democrat Party. And this guy who wants to talk about racism is the spawn of one of the founders of La Raza, the racist Hispanic organization. Everyone subject to that race, all things for that race, nothing for anybody else. That's their motto.
Well, I've got some really good news for all the viewers and all the listeners. This was going to be a big loss because we couldn't get the Deep Earth crystals anymore. It's been a year and a half fight, but we have the original producer, the original crystal source, the best atomic iodide in the world. X2 is back. You got it? This deal just happened about a month ago. We rushed it into production. It's been bottled. The labels are being put on today. And then it's going to be on an 18-wheeler right here to Austin from the plant in the Rockies, and it's going to be shipped out to you. Be sure to sign up for AutoShip. Get an additional 10% off. The 25% off celebration of the fact that we got it back and we're relaunching it. Research the iodine conspiracy. Find out why it's so important. Find out what the globalists don't want you to have, the good halogens, what you have, the bad halogens, at InfoWarsStore.com. That's the umbrella site. InfoWarsLife.com takes you right to the supplements. And this is the king daddy. Ladies and gentlemen, it is X2 Original, now back at InfoWarsStore.com.
It's time to show them what a real alpha male looks like with one of our most powerful products ever made, Alpha Power, at 50% off. As you age, your body can lose testosterone over time. With the incredible ingredients in this formula, we can help you beat the test of time and assist in restoring that lost energy and mood that comes with time and age. Alpha Power's incredible ingredients can help you boost your sports performance or enhance your day-to-day life with ease while encouraging hormonal balance. Perfect by itself or with Super Male Vitality in the true Alpha Male Pack. Alpha Power can help boost performance, help maintain normal testosterone levels, support healthy cholesterol, and more. Let Alpha Power help bring you to the peak of your optimal health. Don't fall short on energy in the fight against tyranny. Show the world what a true alpha male looks like today with Alpha Power at 50% off, only at the InfoWars store.
Our grandparents and great-grandparents knew that they canned food during the fall, so they'd have it during the winter. And that's what I'm talking about at InfoWarsStore.com with InfoWars Select. It's the full spectrum of My Patriot Supply, one of the top most respected companies out there. But because I private label it, I'm able to go below cost on contracts that all their other distributors aren't able to do. But I want to be a market leader, and I want you to have storable food, so it's a total win-win. We have those incredible sell prices back at InfoWarsStore.com on InfoWars Select Storable Foods. They've got special diet foods. They've got 3-month supplies, year supplies, week emergency supplies. They've got so many great products there. Maybe you got a 3-year supply. If stuff happens, you can feed your whole block. It's up to us to be self-sufficient. You're buying war bonds, bringing you great products, and together, with God's help, we are unstoppable. InfoWarsStore.com and InfoWars Select, high-quality storable foods powered by My Patriot Supply.
When it comes to rebuilding your energy, convenience is key. While coffee, candy, and other sugary products can give you a short boost, the crash can leave you more tired than ever. Turbo Force from InfoWars Life is a powerful mix-in energy packet that utilizes vitamins, amino acids, and extracts used for hundreds of years to provide you focus, clarity, and a boost of energy on the go. Simply take a packet, mix it into the indicated amount of water, and enjoy. With 14 servings per box for a 2-week or more supply, this is the formula to stock up on whenever you need a boost. Perfect for work, in the car, or at home. Turbo Force is the ultimate answer to a sluggish day. Don't let your day slow you down. Perk up with Turbo Force at InfoWarsStore.com.
You're listening to The David Knight Show. Broadcasting with the power of the First Amendment, you're listening to The David Knight Show.
Welcome back. I'll say one more thing about reparations. There's a article from the Mises Institute, and say We don't have any specifics about how this is going to be administered. I've talked about that. It's sheer demagoguery. But there is an essence at the base of this. It's like, you know, when somebody is damaged, they should get restitution. That was part of the law of Moses, wasn't it? You know, if you harm somebody, you steal from somebody, you pay restitution. Today, that's not a part of our justice system. What we do is we lock somebody up in a cage. The victim never gets paid for anything. We should have that kind of restitution in our legal system. I really do believe victims ought to get paid rather than having to pay taxes to house people for crimes that they commit. And then having those people turn back out after they've been warehoused for a while and turned into more hardened criminals, have them turned out again on people. No, they should have to pay up for that. But we don't want to do that. Instead, we are going to try to get restitution from people who didn't do anything to anybody. For past generations, things that happened centuries ago. No, it is simply a way to divide the country. A good example of this is what is happening in the schools. You know, there was an article by Michael Snyder talking about 50 actual college courses that prove that America's universities are training students to become socialists. Like I said, you get a BS degree, that is a Bachelor in Socialism degree. And let's listen to some of the courses that he listed here and some of these great universities that people go to, Harvard, Princeton, many prestigious universities where they teach your kids to be hardcore revolutionaries. This is something that was begun by Bill Ayers. He was bombing buildings as part of the Weather Underground, but then he realized that he could start selling the revolution in colleges. The Marxists had not been very successful here in America by selling a kind of class hatred and class envy. So what they wanted to do is they wanted to break it down along the lines of race and sex. And so that's a common theme in all this. They combine Marx with people talking about feminism and masculinity, toxic masculinity, and so forth. Let me just read some of these titles to you, and you'll figure out why, even though only 37% of all Americans prefer living in a socialist country, for millennials and Generation Z, that figure is 49.6%. So about half of them want to live in socialist countries. I suggest they go down and take a look at the Venezuelans swarming the sewers trying to get water to drink. You want socialism, you're going to get it really good and hard. But here's some of the courses that they're using to gaslight and brainwash the kids. Harvard, who is a fascist? Culture and politics. On the radical right. There you go. That's why they label everybody fascist. I don't agree with fascist. Princeton University. Marx in the 21st century. You know what Marx is in the 21st century? He's a bunch of dead, rotting bones, just like his philosophy. Yale. Progressivism. Theory and practice. University of Alabama. A red state. University of Alabama. Listen to what they're teaching there. Oppression and social justice. University of Florida. Great political thinkers. Machiavelli to Marx. That's a pretty narrow spectrum there. You want your kids to think like Machiavelli and Marx? Great. University of Kentucky, inequalities in society. Middlebury College, beyond intersectionality. Oh, there's that word again, intersectionality. I heard that from Brie Larson when she was talking about Captain Marvel and how, 2019 is all about intersectional feminism. I still don't know or care what that is. But if you want to know what intersectional feminism is, you can buy a ticket to get preached to by Disney, Marvel, and Brie Larson. And she'll wear a costume for you and preach to you about feminist intersectionality. But if you want to get deeper into that, you can go to Middlebury College, Beyond Intersectionality. You can go beyond Captain Marvel. And you can look at developing anti-racist, anti-capitalist feminism. There you go. Yeah. Anti-capitalist feminism. That's what we want. Except that they're working pretty hard to make money off of Captain Marvel, aren't they? Aren't those guys kind of hardcore capitalists? Aren't they censoring and rigging reviews to make money? It's kind of like all these people out there trying to take your guns, and they make so much money doing movies about guns. Anyway, University of Minnesota, Marx for today. Or you can also take this class at University of Minnesota. Multicultural gender fair. curriculum. Then we go to the University of Iowa, Introduction to Social Justice, or the follow-up course of the 200-level course, Working for Social Justice. Maybe, you know, you can get a job as community organizer and then go straight from there to president. University of Illinois, Interrogating Masculinities. Is this a class where they take the men and they strap them to a chair and put a light bulb with no shade over it in their eyes and ask them, have lesbians ask them questions? I don't know. I'm just, my imagination's running wild here with these college courses. And people pay big bucks and go into a lifetime of debt for this kind of trash. You may be helping your kids to go to university so they can take these kind of courses and get a BS degree. They're full of BS right there. Indiana University, Looking Like a Feminist, Visual Culture and Critical Theory. Williams College, Racial Capitalism. Yeah, let's combine Marx and racism and slavery and reparation and get it all in that class. Swarthmore College, boy, they've got a bunch at Swarthmore. Race, gender, class, and environment. That covers everything, doesn't it? Yeah, you can come out of there with every chip possible on your shoulder. The next one, Queering God. Queering God. Feminist and Queer Theology. Then you can also at Swarthmore College take Queering the Bible. And if you take all these classes, I guess the graduate class you're going to have is taught at Butler University, The Problem of God. Yeah, you're going to find there's a problem. God has a problem with this. He has a problem with you queering the Bible. He's going to have a problem with you, and you're going to find out about that. And then 20% of the college kids in California, community college kids in California, are homeless, and yet they're still paying tuition for that kind of garbage. But then we have the admitted failures that broke into the news. Dozens indicted. As a matter of fact, it was 50 indictments of very privileged celebrities, leaders in business, leaders in law and other fields, very, very wealthy. Some of the wealthiest people out there, probably supporting the Democrat Party from looking at their politics. As a matter of fact, on Twitter, one individual said, well, I looked down all these different people and who they contributed to. There wasn't a single person there who had given any money to Trump who was a part of this admissions fraud. These are all people who supported Hillary Clinton and Obama. So, yeah, they're all on the left, all these privileged people. As one article pointed out, there's fresh evidence that college admissions are far from meritocracy. Oh, yes, that's putting it mildly, quite frankly. So we got Felicity Huffman, Lori Loughlin, actresses, some of the wealthy parents who've been indicted. But all these other people are trying to get their kids into these same universities that have these kind of courses here, paying big bucks to get their kids in. Like I said earlier, I would pay a lot of money to keep my kid out of these universities like Georgetown, Stanford, Yale, University of Southern California, and the University of Texas at Austin. They bribe people to get into UT at Austin. Some parents paid up to $6.5 million. Absolutely amazing. The scam was so successful that this guy who was running it, his name, the guy who's been alleged to have been running it, his name is Singer. That's what the FBI has indicted him. He allegedly got $25 million between 2011 and 2018. That's about $4 million a year, they're saying he got. Unfortunately for the parents involved in this, they could be facing a jail term of up to 5 years if found guilty. Now, I'm not really sure what they're guilty of besides stupidity. I don't know why they'd be going to jail unless it has to do with a phony charity. Which brings us back to where we started today. You know, Media Matters, as Tucker Carlson pointed out, is a phony charity. Kind of like the Clinton Foundation. Oh, well, maybe they should go to jail. You hear that, President Trump? Get your Justice Department working on some justice.
It's really hard to have the energy at the end of the day to still get to the gym or to go for a run or go to the park or heck, even take your dog for a walk. Believe me, I know. I spend hours in front of a screen and then hours in front of bright lights every day. But thanks to Super Male Vitality at InfoWarsStore.com, I still have that energy. There's no way I could have the energy at the end of a long day to fight back against the chemicals in the food and water, to fight back against the modern day lifestyle with the screen time and the extended hours, to still have the stamina and endurance, energy and drive to get to the gym, get to the park, and get exercise that you need for your health. So go to InfoWarsStore.com and get Super Male Vitality before it's gone. This is actually our last run of Super Male Vitality. So I want you to experience Super Male Vitality before it's too late.
Unleash the Super Male in you. Super Male Vitality from InfoWarsStore.com.
You know, the worst part about getting old, and I'm still strong at 45, is that I won't be there for my children someday. That's why I need to make them strong now. Now I can be there for my children. Now I can make them strong. Now I can instruct them. Now I can teach them what I've learned. But not once I'm gone. You think in this digital age, your word's gone forever, but now they're even better at getting rid of what you said than they were before. It's so much easier to burn video or text or languages now that we have high-tech book burning, isn't it? But I have joined my will to the resistance. I can't be destroyed now. As long as I realize I've done right, and as long as the people know the truth, and you can't be destroyed either. As long as you bind yourself to something and commit to it and go through the fire for it, there is a magic that then takes place that transcends space and time. When you commit via word of mouth or to pray for us or to spread our articles and videos, that overrides everything the enemy's doing. So please now commit to support InfoWars however you can, and realize your provision to InfoWars is your own provision. I've got some really good news, though. X2's back. The original X2, Deep Earth Crystal, pure atomic iodine, what you want, InfoWarsStore.com. It'll be here in a week, manufactured in the U.S., InfoWarsStore.com. With the best iodine in the world, X2, it's available. I thought X3 is great. We still got another Deep Earth Crystal source, but I thought add the other two types of iodine. The scientists said do that. It sold a lot, but people want original X2. Well, I was resigned to the fact we didn't have X2, but it came through about a month ago. We now have X2 again at InfoWarsStore.com, so hallelujah. It's been sold out for about almost 3 months, but we have now had the same company, the original X2, develop it again, and we were able to do the exact same formula. If you want to pre-order X2, the ultimate iodine out there, learn about the iodine conspiracy, learn about IQs dropping when you don't have it, learn about how the other iodines are bound. Get yours today at InfoWarsStore.com or InfoWarsLife.com.
Stress is a natural part of life. Work, family, friends, and everyday accidents can put a lot of strain on the body and your mood. Don't let life weigh you down. Happies is a powerful mood and stress support formula that has your back against life's daily inconveniences. Made with ancient ingredients used for thousands of years, Happies can help you take back the day. With our powerhouse formula, Happies can be an important part of your daily supplement routine. With poor diet and the constant on and off of your work life, it's more important than ever to support your body in the fight against stress. With powerful ingredients combined to help support the mind and body, Happies helps support during stress, promotes overall well-being, and helps support your mood. Don't live your life bogged down. Help your body overcome the effects of daily stress and pressure today with Happies from InfoWarsStore.com.
You're listening to The David Knight Show.
I'm ready for it. Well, here it's fine.
Welcome back. Let's take a look at what these parents were doing to get their kids into school. As a scam was, as I said, more than 50 people, all of them very wealthy, very privileged, paying some of them up to $6.5 million to get their kids into the preferred school. And so here's some of the tricks that they were being encouraged, according to the indictments from the court documents. These are pulled out by Rolling Stone. This individual allegedly urged parents to instruct their children to, quote, be stupid, unquote, when they were evaluated as to whether or not they needed extra time to take standardized tests. Now, did you know that this was happening? I mean, this is another example of why these college degrees are totally meaningless anymore. You get extra time on the SAT tests if you can come in and say that you've got a learning disability. If you've got ADHD or dyslexia or whatever, then you get extra time on the SATs and the ACTs. What is this about? They explicitly instructed one parent to tell their daughter to be stupid when speaking to a psychologist. Tell them that you got learning disabilities, you'll get extra time on the SAT. But then, of course, the meritocracy doesn't really matter either, you know, and these big name schools don't matter either, folks, quite frankly. Yeah, you know, everybody wants to get into Harvard and Princeton and so forth. Maybe your kid will meet and marry a billionaire's kid or something. But other than that, it really isn't all that useful. I thought that was when I got my entry level position as an engineer. I got to work with people that were coming from all over the world. We had a group there that was going to be liaising with customers, and so they, as part of this new project that was starting up, they had other entry-level engineers who were coming in from Germany and from Japan and from the UK and so forth. And as I talked to, I got to know a lot of the Brits that were expats, and one of them, they were talking about these people from MIT and what blithering idiots the Brits thought they were. And I said, oh, really? You really don't like that? Oh, yeah, I've met all these people from MIT, and you can't tell them anything. They're total idiots. But, of course, here in the U.S., you go to MIT, and, you know, that's your ticket is punched. You know, everybody just bow down and worships that, right? No, not necessarily. It was pretty well known to people even at that time in engineering that MIT was obsessed with making all kinds of exceptions because they wanted diversity, not merit. And so that's what they produced. And they weren't, the Brits who had not grown up here were not impressed by the reputation of MIT. Furthermore, they went through and they said that payments were funneled through a sham charity organization. That may be where the possible jail sentences are coming from. College application essays were allegedly edited to include information that would get kids into their school of choice. In one instance, they bribed a Georgetown tennis coach to recommend their daughter for admission as a member of the Georgetown women's tennis team, even though she didn't play tennis. They allegedly photoshopped applicants' faces onto stock photos of athletes, sometimes in very ridiculous, obviously photoshopped ways. They told one parent to photoshop an applicant to make it look like he'd played football, even though his high school team didn't even have a football team. Said that would increase his chances of getting admitted to USC up to 90%. Said, I'm going to make him a kicker, said the guy at the organization. And the parent laughed and said, well, he does have very strong legs. You notice a pattern developing here in terms of athletes? That's also something that I've had personal experience with. The sham of college athletics. Folks, if you want to go to school, you know, be a football major or be a basketball major. You don't have to pretend that you are something that you're not. One of the schools that I attended briefly, they had a football team. And a guy that I knew through bands that I was playing in, that he was playing in, was also working with a football team. And he told me, he said, these guys are so stupid or disinterested. He said, I deliver them the tests in advance and they still can't pass the tests, or they don't care to memorize the answers. So why do we have to keep up this illusion that, you know, they are getting a degree in biology or something when they don't care? Just let them get a degree in football. Pay them while they're there as well, because the colleges are making a ton of money off of these guys and not allowing them to get any money. So just let them make money, give them a degree in football, let them go on to pro if they want to do that. But we have this fantasy that we want athlete scholars. And that's fine if they really are athlete scholars, but you don't have to necessarily keep that fantasy. And they would even do things, again, because so much of this is about athleticism, they would even fake the applicant's height. One person was 5'5", and they put it in that he was 6'1". Don't measure up. If they got in because of a sport, before they would have to play the sport, they would create some kind of excuse. Say, well, you know, over the summer I injured myself, and they would come up with a common injury like plantar fasciitis. Say, well, I'm not going to be able to participate in the support, in the sport. And so now you've got a lot of the coaches or assistant coaches who are complicit in this. They are also losing their job, possibly facing a jail sentence. I don't know. But again, Lori Loughlin paid $500,000 to get her YouTube star daughter into USC. She bragged about the fact that she was just going to college to party. And she created a YouTube channel showing what she is doing in college, which is nothing. It's kind of like a star athlete at the football team, doing nothing here, just getting famous and rich. And my mom paid a lot of money for me to get there, and so now she's getting trolled quite a bit. But a lot of these kids didn't know their parents were doing that. And now they're going to have to face that. A lot of members of Congress are facing student debt. This report from Roll Call, they said 68 members, 13% of Congress, report that either they or their family members are mired in student debt. So, therefore, have the government pay it off, right? That'd be a good solution for these guys. 44 Democrats, 24 Republicans have higher education liabilities of $2.5 million. The median student loan debt is $15,000, while the average debt is $37,000. Eight members have debts in excess of $100,000 for college. Texas Democrat Representative Veronica Escobar, 49, noted that she and her husband are simultaneously paying for their own debt while taking on joint loans for the college educations of their children. All told, the liabilities exceed $60,000. So, you know, let's just go into debt for tens of thousands of dollars. We can send our kids and they can get participation trophies that don't really mean anything, because from the point that they start doing the test, they don't mean anything. You get in and get a pass. If you're an athlete, you get a pass. If you have learning disabilities, there is nothing of any value anymore to these colleges. Everybody's got one anyway. So you got to pay to get into a name brand school, but it's a sham. And a lot of people can see through the sham, even of the name brand schools, as I pointed out. But then we go to where I used to live, around Raleigh. The North Carolina General Assembly is now considering a bill that would adjust the grading scale in government public schools, K through 12. I think they should call this the Lake Wobegon Bill, because what they have done is, instead of breaking down the grades A through F by 10 points, you know, where you'd get an A would be 90 to 100, a B would be 80 to 79, and so forth. Now they're going to do it by 15 points. So between 100 and 85, you would get an A. 84 down to 70, you would get a B. Now, remember, that would have been formerly a C. A C is a 69 through 55. A D is 54 to 40. You'd have to get below 40 to get an F. So welcome to Lake Wobegon, where all the kids are above average. We make everybody feel good about their self-esteem, and there's absolutely no value at all to these grades, no value to these degrees, except that they have a social agenda of Marxism and environmentalism and sex change-ism. All these different things are brainwashing, gaslighting the kids with. Folks, if you want to support us here at InfoWars, go to InfoWarsStore.com. We've got some great specials. We've got Survival Shield X2 Nascent Iodine, the original formula coming back in stock. You can pre-order that. You can get 50% off bodies and Alpha Power. You can also save 33% off of DNA Force, a big dollar savings. You can overhaul your cellular engines. You can protect your DNA health. Take a look at the products that we sell at InfoWarsStore.com. Be proactive about supporting your health and your family's health, and be proactive about supporting your rights, your freedoms of free speech, and a free press. That's it for today's show. Thanks for joining us.
Show them what a real alpha male looks like with one of our most powerful products ever made, Alpha Power, at 50% off. As you age, your body can lose testosterone over time. With the incredible ingredients in this formula, we can help you beat the test of time and assist in restoring that lost energy and mood that comes with time and age. Alpha Power's incredible ingredients can help you boost your sports performance or enhance your day-to-day life with ease while encouraging hormonal balance. Perfect by itself,
or with Super Male Vitality in the True Alpha Male Pack. Alpha Power can help boost performance, help maintain normal testosterone levels, support healthy cholesterol, and more. Let Alpha Power help bring you to the peak of your optimal health. Don't fall short on energy in the fight against tyranny. Show the world what a true alpha male looks like today with Alpha Power at 50% off, only at the InfoWars store.
We all know the importance of fish oils. While we are sure to provide them for ourselves, it's just as important to make sure your kids get their EPA and DHA too. Honor Roll is a powerful DHA fish oil formula for your child. Built from the ground up to support your child's development, this formula uses wild anchovy fish oil, ultra-purified krill oil, and wild salmon fish oil with vitamins to boost your child's mind and body. With this fish oil formula, you can support your child's optimal heart, joint, cognitive, and brain health while providing DHA, which has been shown to be essential for your child's brain growth spurts. Built on powerful ingredients with 580 milligrams of high DHA omega-3s, this formula is highly refined to eliminate nearly all heavy metals. If you're looking for a formula to help your child grow, look no further. Try Honor Roll. From InfoWars Life at InfoWarsStore.com.
You're listening to The Alex Jones Show.